answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I'm watching the midterms, then you would think our country is Mad Max Thunderdome. This guy is like, they're coming from Guatemala, they're coming from Mexico. There's a liberal mob that's coming.
Hey, you want to drop? You want to drop?
Oh, yeah! Yeah.
Support the president. You ain't supporting
Muslims. And you would think everybody in the country is just like to the bunker.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Monday, November 19th, 2018 Global Transmission. I am Alex Jones, your host, and you will get next year's news today here. As we speak, they're in the control room printing off news articles from a year ago and 2 months ago and about a week ago, where I said that Facebook's collapse will signal the new digital dark age coming in, where the globalists are going to then terrorize these companies into going under full deep state control and the merger with the Chi-Coms. And that if Trump doesn't get ahead of this curve, we're going to lose it all. I predicted that I would be totally deplatformed as the beta test to make the debate about Alex Jones being taken off and not everyone else. Now they've got top professors, top globalist operatives, all over the news in elite publications like Wired Magazine, Atlantic Monthly, the New York Times, today, saying the takedown of Jones is only the beginning. We're taking everyone down, and we're taking them down by the time the Democrats take office in the House in 2 months, in January, January 20th. And they have got incredible graphics in Wired of me being basically grabbed by a hand and drug into the darkness, like I'm being thrown in the back of a van in a snatch-and-grab operation. This is real authoritarian behavior. And who wrote it? An authoritarian out of Turkey, now working in U.S. so-called academia, in that special group countering foreign Disinformation and Propaganda Act. So these people are here. They've brought in foreign operatives. They've even hired former Stasi. Google's even moving into the former Stasi headquarters in East Germany. You cannot make this up. Unbelievable. You know, I was going to tell them when I mentioned this, showing me being thrown in the back of a van, a snatch and grab, to get Scanner Darkly and show a clip of that from fiction. And I didn't tell them to do it, but great minds think alike. Great job to the crew in there doing that. And if you're a radio listener, you're not seeing this, you're hearing it. I'll go over all of it today. This is the next big move. It's been announced, and we can sit there like idiots and let them do it, or we can call the White House, call Congress, call talk radio. You can make a big noise. We can stop this. They want me off the air. They want us curtailed back to nothing. They thought I'd already give up. Give up? I've only begun to fight. While you're looking at my ship on fire, you might turn around and look at yours. It's going under the water right now. And over the horizon, new fleets are on their way, flying my flag, your flag, the blood-red flag of 1776 worldwide. I'm Alex Jones, and we are the Resistance. The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this 19th day of November 2018. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. And let me just now tell you what's on the plate and then beg you to stay tuned and beg you to take notes and beg you to take action, because we have the absolute, total, complete battle plan of the globalists to take down the West, to take down our prosperity, to take our free speech, to take your pension funds, to take control of your life, your children, everything. And it's all coming up here today. Now, I'm going to air Paul Joseph Watson's blistering report dealing with the race brainwashing of children via YouTube programs put on by the left. But understand, this is actually what's shown in the public schools. This is the actual training that is going on. We covered some of this Friday, but Paul's done a bigger report on it. Kids brainwashed to hate white people. It's up on InfoWars.com, and I suggest everyone get this out to everybody you know. There's another even more devastating report that I mentioned yesterday that I'm going to get to, a 22-page report out of the Daily Mail, where they are taking mentally retarded children in the UK, it's happening here too, and telling them you're transgendered so they can then basically sterilize them. But let's go to Paul Joseph Watson's report, where they're also teaching these little girls this as well. And just understand, this is the most hardcore Marxist brainwashing you can get. This is how you create weatherman terrorists. Here it is.
Welcome to Radical Cram School. We're going to learn about social justice, revolution. Hello, my young comrades.
Hi. Just when you thought we'd run out of cancer, along comes a fresh supply. Now, to be clear, I'm not being mean to these kids. I feel sorry for them. They're victims of brainwashing. They've obviously been coached on what to say by either their parents, Christina Wong, or both.
I'm going to show a picture. This is my way of figuring out if you've been tainted by the patriarchy.
Patriarchy?
What?
Oh!
Who's that?
Who do you think it is?
It's Harvey Weinstein. Because inside every white man, there's a serial rapist just fighting to get out, right? All these white rape gangs everywhere. It's an epidemic. But wait, it gets worse.
There's just, like, this thing about white people that just makes me feel like, they're, like, right there in a pool, and I'm just, like, walking into the pool, and they just give me the death stare, and then I'm just like,
what?
There's just, like, this thing about white people that just makes me feel like,
what kind of parent would teach their child to be afraid of a person based on their skin color? What kind of person could possibly do such a thing? Oh yeah, a racist. So in a class for teaching kids that racism is bad, you're actually teaching them to be racist. Genius.
Hello Kitty! It is Hello Kitty. What is she missing?
Imagine being such a pathetic snowflake that you think Hello Kitty not having a mouth is some vast racist, sexist conspiracy.
No. Her mouth. Why doesn't she have a mouth?
The people who created her didn't want Asian girls
to speak up about who they are.
Yeah, to speak up about who they are.
Very profound, very profound.
Yeah, you obviously just told her to say that.
Very profound.
The person who designed Hello Kitty is an Asian woman. She explained why it was designed without a mouth years ago. And it's got nothing to do with silencing Asian women. Again, the designer is an Asian woman. I mean, Hello Kitty doesn't have feet either. Is that a racist throwback to Asian women having bound feet? Or is it just a harmless design feature and you're a hysterical moron? I'm guessing it's the latter.
Very profound. What do we know about him? What do we know about him?
He's bad.
Orange man bad. Orange man bad. Orange man bad.
Orange man bad.
Orange man bad.
Orange man.
Orange. Orange man.
How do we feel about this wall?
It is blocking opportunity for people that don't live in America to come here for a better opportunity.
And we all came at some point from some other place.
Yeah, so let me teach you something. If you don't have any borders and you allow everyone from some other place to come to America, it stops being like America and starts being like some other place, meaning the opportunities afforded to all those who came legally disappear.
My dad came here and my mom came here too.
They came here from where?
Cambodia.
Oh, wow. What do you think they think that they came from all the way to Cambodia and this is what they get to look at on the TV screen all the time?
Right, because I'm sure they prefer to look at something else. Oh, I don't know. Maybe the 23,000 mass graves containing the bodies of 1.3 million Cambodians who were all slaughtered as a result of a left-wing government genocide. Now that I think of it, Christina and Pol Pot have similar tastes in headwear. Oh yeah, and after Cambodia's communist regime got done killing a quarter of its own population, the United States accepted 158,000 Cambodian refugees. You know, because it's so racist and all.
What does gender fluid mean?
Like, you can be any gender you want to be. You're not a boy, or like, you're not just a boy, you're not just a girl.
Yeah. Does anybody know anyone who's gender non-binary? Elle?
I am gender fluid.
You're gender fluid.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, sounds more like child abuse to me.
Uh-huh. I have friends in the pool, and I was telling them that I wanted to be a boy girl. And one of my friends said I can't because I was born as a girl and God made you as a girl.
What does a six-year-old know about anything? Yet you're imposing sexuality and your warped ideas about gender on a six-year-old. That's just creepy. Stop.
I have lived in America my whole life. This is a case of structural racism. Say it with me.
Structural racism.
So structural, it gives non-white people giant public corporate-sponsored media platforms to endlessly lecture white people about how evil they are.
When Donnie the Bully was calling Hannah Rochelle Ching Chong Chu or things like that, has anybody ever had that happen to them?
Well, my...
No, it didn't. So that kind of suggests that America is nowhere near as racist as you relentlessly claim it to be.
White women earn 75% of what white men earn.
Why do they get to earn more?
Because they work longer hours, and when that factor is eliminated, the gender wage gap virtually disappears.
That's what we would have to do to get a full cookie, is form a union.
No, you just have to work the same hours, because in most evil white Western countries, gender employment discrimination is illegal.
So what are the few things that fathers have to think about?
Well, if they rest.
Resting, yeah.
Now, I'm not calling Christina Wong a c***, but she did literally dress up as a vagina before proceeding to reel off politically correct statements.
Always ask what someone's preferred gender pronoun is.
And called it comedy. Yeah, really.
My Asian vagina does have the power to end racism. I'm gonna have sex with the entire state of Alabama now.
Weird flex, but okay. Believe it or not, according to Salon.com, that video was one of the funniest political comedy moments of 2014.
Yeah,
I had funnier bowel movements in 2014. But then again, Salon's number one political comedy moment of 2014 was a stand-up show about white people in the United States becoming a minority because racism is so hilarious. Here's the point. This is just some crappy YouTube web series. Oof, look at that ratio. Comments disabled. But wait, I thought people being silenced was a bad thing. Except when they're trying to criticize you. Imagine that. So it's just a crappy YouTube web series. But schools and colleges across the West are already imposing elements of this on your kids. This is what they want. Your children brainwashed, indoctrinated, and turned into NPCs.
So, Orange Man. Bad.
Teaching hatred to fight hatred. Teaching racism to fight racism.
There's just like this thing about white people that just makes me feel like...
Using kids as political weapons to amplify racist regressive lies that foster more division and more bigotry. Yet another perfect illustration of why everyone should homeschool.
We'll be right back for the live global transmission.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
I have an opportunity for viewers and listeners that is the best in my 23 years on air. Obviously, water filtration is a great thing. It's a good thing. And I've had water filtration sponsors since the day I got on air. And over the years, I learned a lot about water filtration. I learned what the best was. Now, the Alexa Pure Pro's their biggest, nicest stainless steel unit that does the most gallons an hour. It's amazing. Cuts out all the bad stuff, leaves the good stuff in, the good minerals. Matt Redhawk and the Patriots over at My Patriot Supply that have developed these filters ordered a huge amount of them this year. He has a glut of them. He's offering a filter that's a good deal at $249. When it's discounted, usually 200. It's 127. He's selling them to us at cost, and we're making 20-something bucks on them. So they're going to sell out very, very quickly. This is the gift of life, the gift of health. It's amazing. Alexa Pure Pro at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And I always feel...
It is November 19, 2018 on this Monday global broadcast as we head into... National Turkey Day, Thanksgiving, celebrating the original successful mission to begin the development of this continent by our illustrious ancestors. Let's do this in this segment, because when I'm about to cover something so momentous, I have trouble getting into it because I want to be calm about it, but I also want to cover all the facets. Be much easier if I just told the audience what's happening and what I believe is going to happen next. And a lot of folks do pay attention because they know that I know what I'm talking about on most issues. The establishment's certainly paying attention. That's why they don't want me to be able to reach new people. That's where you come in, carrying the football down the field by word of mouth. When you take action, you're unstoppable. When you don't, we're done. I was told, covering Bilderberg in 2006, that the whole meeting was basically about, large portions of it was about social media being the future of things. And then the next year, we covered it in Istanbul, and Zuckerberg was there. We had a reporter there, Jim Tucker, rest in peace. And so I heard a lot of this then, and Tucker's asked me on the phone when he gets back from Turkey, he goes, "What do you know about them internets? They got this young whippersnapper. They think this thing will spy on everybody, so they'll be able to control all the elections with this thing." And that's what I got from the sources in there. Only guy with more of a gravelly voice than me was old Jim, smoking those filterless Pall Malls. Yeah, that's it. That's at Bilderberg a few years later. And if you're a radio listener, they're putting images up on TV. To the TV viewers. And now in hindsight, and now from what we know, and now what Steve Pachinik said a year ago and 2 months ago here on air, and what we've broken down, we know what's going to happen to Facebook, and we know that's going to trigger. Now, obviously, if people would have listened to us a couple of years ago, you'd have made a lot of money in the stock market knowing this. But people always remember that we were right later. Because we actually go crawl around on the ground and sneak into buildings and get thrown off and get arrested. And Tim Tucker's been shot at. So the system is doing everything it can to keep you from getting this information. Because the average political talk is nothing but a distraction. It's nothing but a diversion from the real things going on in the world. I mean, people will look at Jim Acosta clearly pushing the woman's arm down, jerking the mic back from her, and he says, "I didn't touch her." It's meant just to create a debate about did he touch her or not, and while we're debating whether he touched it or not, and I can't help it because I'm in the middle of it, they're claiming we're lying. They give us offers we can't refuse. When they make it about us almost all the time, we've got to respond, or people will believe we actually lied. So while we're delayed fighting with the disinfo, the roadblocks they throw out there, the whole future's being stolen from us. So it's very frustrating to know what's going to happen. Don't know exactly when or exactly how, but we know in the main what's going down, real accurate. And the globalists hear this and they say, you got to get that off the air. You got to shut that down, whatever you do, or we're screwed. Everybody ought to go, oh, if this is what they want shut down so bad, maybe something's getting said here that's important. And I know most of you understand that, but folks, this isn't a thing now of were we right about Facebook. And a lot of people say, good, I hope Facebook goes belly up. I hope that's one-dimensional thinking. Yes, I told you when they were first setting up Facebook, it was going to be a pump and dump. And we were sure of it then like 8 years ago when Zuckerberg went again over in Germany. So we've been laying it all out for you here. But out of the collapse of Facebook and the reorganization of it is going to come the new rules of the internet and a global social score and draconian censorship, and the web will now be a surveillance grid commanded by the new officer class, professors and corporate operatives who will oversee armies of bots, armies of censors to shut down all thought they don't agree with. There's a Chinese gentleman running in New York for national office, presidency. He's already getting all this big hype, but he's just there to put these issues in. And he wants us to adopt the Chinese Communist Social Score. Oh, but you'll be paid $1,000 a month to do it. Universal income, which then is meant to control your whole life. It's called slavery. We surveil everything you do and you get $1,000, you young idiots. And they're just here pitching it to all the young millenniums that want something free. Yeah, his name's what, Andrew Yang. So it's here. This is the invasion. This is the takeover. And Trump can win on jobs and he can win on the economy and he can do so many things. He can defend the border. But if he doesn't stop the digital invasion and the digital usurpation and the takeover of the internet, we'll lose everything because the internet is the industry. It is the communications. It is the jobs. It is the whole system. And there are sickening articles in the New York Times and Wired Magazine and others today salivating over how they're going to shut everybody's communications down and how they're going to shut nationalists and Christians and conservatives banking down when they're done. They're coming for you. And there's no amount of submission that'll get you out of it. We're going to have to fight our way out of this one, folks. So get ready. Now, when we come back, I'm going to get into the nuts and bolts of this. Then we've got incredible SJW footage we're going to premiere here of our crew down at the border showing the caravan invasion that they said didn't exist. And the local Antifa shows up. So we're going to show you this bleeped video, but it is unbelievable. No one's seen it yet. Meanwhile, Mexicans agree with Trump, call migrant caravan an invasion. The mayor in Tijuana says they're a bunch of criminals. They're waving foreign flags. They're burning American flags, and Trump's like, they want to get in, and they're burning flags. And now the Mexicans are marching against the Hondurans because they know an invasion when they see one. They've got their head screwed on straighter than the average dumbass American, which is a real shame. So good for the Mexicans. It's all coming up. Now, and it's on Infowars.com. Article, Mexicans agree with Trump, call migrant caravan an invasion. Get this out to everyone. I was at a barber shop this morning I go to in South Austin, kind of a blue-collar barbershop. Most of the folks work there, Hispanics, get great haircuts, really nice people. And they don't really know who I am, but they're bringing up to me about, yeah, the Mexicans want them out, and they're burning American flags, and why are we letting these people in, and they're criminals. And those Mexicans, by the way, a lot of them are like 60-year-old guys. They were not virtue signaling at me because they're Americans. They just have a Mexican background. So that's what we're dealing with here, ladies and gentlemen. All right, when we come back, you want to know how Facebook's going to collapse and how it's all going to play out? I'm going to tell you. You're going to hear the future when we come back.
Attention parents and grandparents. Have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Hendy audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com. With InfoWars Select, it's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, Toxic Metal and Chemical Defense Support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live, raw, and unfiltered by globalist propaganda. It's The Alex Jones Show. Tomorrow's news today.
Well, super brain and supermodel Savannah Hernandez was out there with our intrepid cameraman, Drew. And I told him, I said, take the Action 7 mic flag. Don't go to the border with an InfoWars flag. But they're tough. They did it. Insubordination. They'll probably get a bonus for it. For that insubordination. Seriously. And we're going to play this coming up next segment because it dovetails with the Mexicans in, over the side of the border, and their mayor saying, we've never seen such criminals. And that's what other Mexican towns said when these people are coming through by the tens of thousands, robbing, stealing, raping, smuggling kids. It's insane. The Mexicans are saying, get the hell out of here. This is out of control. Here's a little snippet of what's coming up with Savannah.
Agenda. What racist agenda? Look at my skin tone. Do you think that I'm a got nothing
dude,
to do with it.
Dude, we just had a f***ing black guy over here come over and tell us he's hunting f***ing people and gave us a Nazi salute. You think f***ing color matters? You think your people
you know
are f***ing sellouts too?
To me.
Check it out.
You guys are all... I'm standing here and I am trying to show everyone what's going on out here. You know what? This isn't a f***ing issue to me as a f***ing...
Alex Jones.
Because I have a bunch of f***ing members that are all...
Y'all are part of a racist organization.
All right, let's stop right there. Yeah, you're funded by George Soros, a real Nazi. You're the one spewing race. Why do you have to look like a meth head to be an Antifa? So we're going to be getting to this exchange coming up and then tying it in with all the amazing footage that they got, but also local news, what Mexico is actually saying about tens of thousands of people, 80%+ military age men, engaging in all sorts of crime, attacking police, killing people, you name it. It's simply crazy. All right, let's stop right there. And I always have this quandary. Should I just get into all the proof? Or should I just get directly to what's about to happen? Or should I point out that we told you this was coming? Because this is bigger than Facebook. It's bigger than the economy. This is the next domino to fall to get our free speech. And you just saw how they were able to steal many of the elections because they totally shut down all their opposition, which became an in-kind donation to the Democrats by big tech. And you saw how that's now emboldened the Democrats to call for even more censorship. We're going to get to that. But how is Facebook going to go down? Why would the establishment do this to Facebook? Why were we able to predict the pump and dump you're about to see a long time ago? Because we watch the globalists, we study them. We also talk to insiders like Dr. Steve Pachinik, former head of psychological warfare operations for a three-letter word agency. He doesn't like it when I say the name of the agency, even though it's in history books, which agency he's worked for. He'll be joining us to get into this as well. One of the founders of Delta Force. And let's just say he knows where a lot of the bodies are buried. So that is coming up at the bottom of the next hour. We'll continue with this discussion. So we're going to plunge into this here in just a moment. And then at the start of the next hour, I'm going to specifically get into how the new censorship will be implemented and the phases it's going to be rolled out in until everyone realizes it wasn't just censorship of conservatives. It's a total social score of everything you're doing being surveilled in live time to then literally oppress and control everyone. No amount of submission is going to be enough because this is a post-industrial economy killing form of siege or a post-industrial world technotronic technocracy era. So how do I know exactly where we're going? Because the destination's been announced by the globalist. Now they can drive the train faster or slower, maybe make a few more stops or a few less stops, but we know where this train track grows. This is not like a highway with a car where you go wherever you want. This is the driver takes you where he was told to take you. So again, I suggest everyone pay particular attention. We'll go to that information here in just a moment. I was about to do a plug this weekend for the Black Friday specials that run all week. And I just come up with the specials. Not really even a formula to it. I just make sure they're massive in the belief that if we have the best prices out there, people will buy more and that that'll equal out. And it's certainly been the case so far. But I was doing an ad about how Black Friday usually isn't the best time to buy products, that stores raise their retail, then lower them the day before, and or they have a really sought-after item but in a limited amount. When you get there, it's not really there, but you go ahead and impulse buy things that say they're a sale, but they're not really as big a sale as they say. Plus, there's the big crowds and all the rest of it. And I was saying, so this isn't our best sale of the year, but it's one of our biggest. And, you know, the best time of the year is generally right after Christmas when any inventory we have left, we need to sell so we don't have to pay income tax on it, which is basically inventory tax. And in Texas, they say we don't have an income tax. If you got a company, they do. It's called a franchise tax. And I got to pay on every desk, every light bulb, everything in here, I got to pay a few percentage points on. And over the years, it's growing. That's how they did it. So Texas is lower than some states, but it ain't as good as they tell you. But I'm digressing. Excuse me. I'm sorry. So I'm sitting there reading the specials I came up with a few days before while I'm cutting the live ad. And by ad, I mean, I cut a lot of these ads like it's live. There's not a lot of editing. Maybe we put a few articles over it, but it's usually, I just, if it's a 2-minute ad, 1-minute ad, 4-minute ad, I just have a clock and I talk for 4 minutes. And halfway through, I go, wait a minute. This is the best sale we've ever offered. You're like, well, wait a minute. The one you had a few weeks ago was the best ever. Yeah, because they're trying to take our credit card processing away and shut us down. So I want to sell everything we've got in the warehouse, including stuff that I had for us to go into February. There'll probably be a situation here where we don't even have any products really for a few months at the new year. But that's better than them taking our credit card processing and things like that. Well, I file lawsuits and stuff and for a few months can't sell anything. It's better to have those nuts for winter. Be able to fund the operations. That's why you are getting the best sales we've ever had, because if the army's coming over the hill to destroy you and you got a shop, you might as well, a dry good place, you know, back in the old West, might as well sell everything you got before the Union Army slams in and burns your ass to the ground. Then they're just getting a building, not your goods. Now, we don't think that's going to happen. We think we're going to beat all this, but we're not going to just sit here on our thumbs, as they say. So, this is, with the double Patriot points, the biggest sale we've ever had, because it's the sale we had earlier. Everything must go. Christmas, Black Friday, rolled into one. Plus, it's double Patriot points. So instead of 5%, you get 10% on your next purchase. So it's literally money in the bank. So instead of 5%, it's 10%. You add all these specials in, like sign up for auto ship an additional 10%. A bunch of these are big loss leaders. So this is Everything Must Go, biggest sale ever. It's not a secret they're trying to shut us down, and I'm not believing they are going to be able to shut us down. But they're all over the news today, licking their lips, saying, here's how we're going to do it, and after we get his ass, everybody else. Wait till I cover this stuff. They have images of me being choked and pulled into darkness and killed by horrible, evil Turkish writers that come from a dictatorship where they do that to you if you are a political dissident. I mean, they are important people, folks, that are very wicked. There are a lot of good Turkish people I know as well who fled the evil. A lot of Armenians can tell you about, they've been enslaving and taking people down and silencing them since the Muslims took over Turkey when it was the Byzantine Empire. Yeah, zoom out of that for folks and show them Wired magazine and the Turkish writer doing all this for TV viewers. You can just show it full screen if you'd like. There it is. He who must not be named, what Alex Jones and Voldemort have in common, and then they image themselves as a big dark blackness sucking me in to a snatch and grab. I think that's Voldemort, so that's coming up. So we have 50% off store-wide, up to 50% off this high-quality storable food. That's unbelievable. Alexa Pure Water Filtration System at $127. 49% off, because that's an overstock issue with them. We've never gone that low. It's the very best system. Alexa Pure Breeze, 40% off their air purification, and a bunch of other huge specials. Up to 75% off store-wide. Everything must go. Fund our spacecraft engines for the next jump. We've already launched the new 1776 revolution. When we come back, I'll tell you the next level.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com. Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them were like little side accounts. They didn't know we had, like, InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment. I have an opportunity for viewers and listeners that is the best in my 23 years on air. Obviously, water filtration is a great thing. It's a good thing. And I've had water filtration sponsors since the day I got on air. And over the years, I learned a lot about water filtration. I learned what the best was. Now, the Alexa Pure Pro's their biggest, nicest stainless steel unit that does the most gallons an hour. It's amazing. Cuts out all the bad stuff, leaves the good stuff in, the good minerals. Matt Redhawk and the Patriots over at My Patriot Supply that have developed these filters ordered a huge amount of them this year. He has a glut of them. He's offering a filter that's a good deal at $249. When it's discounted, usually $200, it's $127. He's selling them to us at cost, and we're making 20-something bucks on them. So they're going to sell out very, very quickly. This is the gift of life, the gift of health. It's amazing. Alexa Pure Pro at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Look, I know the supernatural is something that isn't supposed to happen, but it does happen.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us on this live November 19th, 2018 global transmission. Okay. Now, remember, liberty and freedom is not a spectator sport. And that's why they hate this show. That's why they hate this audience, because you are the InfoWar. I'm not telling you something you're not already doing. Great job. Let's keep doing it. Let's absolutely go into the thick of battle every time. We're going to win this thing. We're promoting freedom. The globalists are promoting authoritarianism, poverty, lies, fraud. And big corporations have set up the internet that DARPA designed to control and track and consolidate power and shut down their competition. They're going into that phase faster than they were planning, because the internet has been taken away from them and is being used by human intelligence to go out and actually educate and inform others. And so nationalists and populists are being elected everywhere. And so when you read these different CIA-funded professors that are in the news from the leftist Stay Behind Network, just like they left the Justice Department, they left at CIA and funded in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act 2017,
that Obama signed before he left office in December of 2016, it says we have a global crisis of nationalists. We're going to fix our global order. Google gave speeches that was sent out in the internal Google video that got released a few months ago, 2 years ago, saying, oh, my God, we're going to start censoring to stop the conservatives. They were already doing it, but they said we've got to do it completely. Now, in the midst of all this, I had been told that Facebook set up whatever it was 14 years ago or whatever, and then promoted, you know, to the top of the food chain the last 8-9 years, was meeting with Bilderberg, meeting with top globalists. And we later confirmed Zuckerberg had been going to these meetings right out of Harvard. He wasn't on the list. He was an unannounced guest at a few of the earlier ones. But by about 10 years ago, he was at the front of Bilderberg. Then they went public. Hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars came in. The top people at Facebook now for about 3 years have been quietly taking their money out. That's the pump. Now here comes the dump. And so we said, they don't just have people in there because they've set up a social system to track people. They're going to want this for social control. They're going to want this for political control. They're going to want this to track and trace everything you're doing for behavioral modification. That's what we'd heard from sources over 10 years ago that were inside the meetings. Then, 6 years ago, we get documents that Google is helping China design a social credit score that will track everything you do in real time. InfoWars is first to publish, as usual, outside of academic circles. That pisses them off. Now you see, oh, the guy from China who loves communist China, he says we need a social score like China, and he's running for president. And, oh, the New York Times, Washington Post, oh, Zuckerberg's going to have a social score and face scanning to even, you know, park your car. And see, if you're not a good globalist, your face scan turns off and you can't park your car, you can't get on a bus, you can't get on a plane. And China is already doing it. This year, 11 million flights for people canceled because they got lowered in their social score. So this is the most naked, out-of-control authoritarianism the galaxy's ever seen. I use that term because lawyers in like contracts for rights, they will say, in all known universes and this galaxy. So imagine. And then it's a pump and dump, meaning they pump it up. They get all the schmucks in it. They quietly take their money out of the Ponzi scheme, and then they decide when to implode it, but you don't stop there. You then say it happened because they helped Trump win, when that was like not even 1% of what went on with people paying Facebook for analytics. Trump just publicly scraped names of conservatives to contact him. Facebook in live time, and it's in the WikiLeaks, said the Democrats own us. He told Merkel, you own us, whatever you want. They give them everything. But see, they let the EU come in and start regulating Facebook and Twitter and Google. By Trump and the Republicans not regulating for 2 years and saying no regulation, it's allowed the EU, because our government hasn't protected our companies, to come in and take over regulation by fiat. And Trump gets that now. But we got to get moving. And so then when they implode Facebook, saying, oh, it spies on people, it won't be for all the real reasons. And out of that will come these new laws and regulations that the Democrats have written up and the EU have written up and that China have written up that will allow the internet globally under EU, Chinese, and U.S. rules to merge under a new censored, controlled system. And this has all been announced now. We first saw it coming. We first knew about it. We first went and to bars and local hotels and said, after work hours were over, we go there at midnight, buy people drinks, and say, hey, so you work over there at that hotel. It's going to be closed next week, we hear. You got to have advanced teams go to these things. And they'd say, oh, they already told us we can't talk to you. I'd say, here's my number. When you see how evil they are and how you can't look them in the eyes, and when you hear all the evil things they say, I want you to get stuff out of the trash can. I want you to bring it to me. We've got photos of your cars following us and chasing us and, you know, Tucker in Istanbul and, you know, guys on walkie-talkies, I mean, and ducking in and out of things, trying to get documents. And they tell you, go here to get it. And, I mean, this really goes on. And then you find out they're going to have a social score system and control everything and track everything you do. And if you don't comply, they'll not even allow you to operate in society. And I'm like, this is Mark of the Beast. So I'm on the air. I put the film out 11 years ago, Endgame, where I say they're going to have a cashless society, Mark of the Beast, where everything you do is tracked live time on the internet with a score you have. This is in the film. A score you have that they can then stop you from having a job or getting on an airplane or buying food if you're not a good globalist. That's in the three-hour film because it's from the Bilderberg Group. Now, it's all over the news. It's here. Take microchips. Microchip your kids. Blah, blah, blah. And they now have a huge article written by an authoritarian from Turkey where they put people in dungeons saying Alex Jones should not even be allowed to be on the air, period. He lies and says vaccines can hurt you. The damn insert says that. And they lie to you and don't tell you. And they list all these things I've supposedly done. They either lie about what I say or they twist it. But the point is, it has me being grabbed by a black hand and drug into darkness. And again, they've got an authoritarian from Turkey who specializes in annihilating free speech. Zeynep Tufekci. And what's the message? And they say, we're taking control of the internet. We're going to censor everybody for everyone's good. And Alex Jones is the devil. But they're the devil coming in the dark to grab you and pull you into the dark and saying you don't have speech and then lying about you. But see, they get to be ruling class now. They've been prepared and trained at the universities. They're really intelligence operatives of the deep state to come in and take control of civilization. They're going to come in and they're going to run your life. They're going to dominate you. They are rightful rulers of you. And they will control your speech. There it is. Ex-Stasi agent hired to censor xenophobic Facebook post. That was 4 years ago. Now, last week, Google is looking at moving into the former Stasi headquarters in East Berlin. You cannot make this up. So here's the big news. They're going to take Facebook in to be the new MySpace. It's going to go way down, then it's going to go back up some, and then it's going to go down again. Within 2 years, it will be a dead stock at their current rate. But there'll be some more hills and valleys. But out of this, they'll terrorize everyone else, all the other tech companies, everyone else, that you better get in line or this will happen to you. But not because they were spying. Only because they were designed to be a pump and dump, this will be the cover of someone being punished for spying while Apple and Google and Twitter spy and do whatever they want. So it's a big spectacle. And it's designed to be a huge distraction from everyone of what's really going on. Let's look at it. InfoWars was right. Facebook using Chi-Com social score for users. August 21st. Document cam shot, please. Intelligence Insider, Google, Facebook, and Twitter are about to collapse and are desperately seeking Chinese help. September, Dr. Steve Pachenik's coming on later. World exclusive, Facebook to completely collapse in pre-planned operation to end free speech as we know it. Insiders told Alex Jones over a year ago that the globalists are going to use Facebook as a sacrificial lamb to terrorize other tech companies into adopting total censorship. And now we've got Senator Warner and all of them calling for it. And doing it. Oh, survival of our democracy depends on banning sites like InfoWars, Dem Senator says. Isn't that sweet? Oh my gosh, isn't it just cute? It's all coming up. And now Facebook is posting its longest losing streak ever as they prepare to bring it down. Tomorrow's news today, straight ahead. NewsWars.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, I just spent much of the last hour getting into the establishment, getting ready to take down Facebook. It'll take about 2 years, but it'll be gone. And they might decide to change course and resurrect it, but they generally don't do things like that. We have Dr. Steve Pachinik joining us that predicted a lot of this on air at the bottom of the hour. And again, a lot of folks will say, good, I hope Facebook goes away. They're corrupt and bad. It's not about that. It's about a pump and dump on investors. The big boys getting their money out years ago. And it's about using the spectacle of its ongoing collapse to sell new forms of censorship and to muddy the waters and act like Facebook's being punished for surveilling people by focusing in on things that weren't even illegal to cover up all the real crimes that Facebook and others have been engaged in and to create fear in the other tech giants that they could be regulated, because there's fear in the tech giants that they could be taken over by government, but government has acted so pliant and pliable with it that now big tech's gotten big britches and thinks that it actually runs things. So you've got corporate powers vying with each other. You've got the Chi-Coms, the EU, Russia, the United States. And the globalists hate anybody who has allegiance to their country, allegiance to free market, allegiance to anything decent. We've got top Dem senator, the one that's been running the censorship in the Senate, who demanded I be taken off the internet 4 months ago, and you saw the effect 1 month after he gave the order, because he represents the globalist. Mark Warner, Google must do more to censor YouTube. And other Dem senators are saying the same thing. So they're making their move, because the establishment's decided that an open and somewhat free internet will destroy them. And so we have to know what's next and get Trump and the Congress to take action, because the Republicans are, hey, you're free market companies, we're going to leave you alone. But the Democrats are working through the EU and the Chi-Coms to put regulations from overseas on these companies. And so you're allowing them, by not coming into the vacuum, Mr. President, to take control. And they're also fearful that ignorance by the Republican leadership of how the internet works may allow them to get regulation through regardless. So the Republican establishment are extremely stupid. Trump's not. And I sat there in a committee hearing headed up with Warner a few months ago, and I watched the only Senator Cotton bring up the Chi-Coms and the spy chips and all of our electronics and how this is so dangerous and how they Google won't even work with the Pentagon on things now, but it'll work with China on AI. Yeah, the globalists are anti-America. Google's moved there. Apple's moved there. Turns out, as big tech makes bigger profits, they cut the pay to their own employees. They don't pay taxes. They're the most ruthless, evil, godless people. They own the worst factories. These tech companies are run by demons. but because they dress like hippies. And, you know, Jack Dorsey has a little nose ring, a little booger collector. I'm not saying you're bad if you like nose rings. It's just like, oh, I'm an average guy. I have a nose ring. Look, I have tattoos. It's like that deal where billionaires will drive some old Ford Taurus while they jump on some $7 million, you know, jet copter. It flies them to the airport where they get in their $100 million jet. It's all just virtue signaling crap. These people are ruthless authoritarians. Absolutely enjoy making you poor. Want to suppress you. Want to take away your liberties and freedoms and then give you race-based identities. While they say they're fighting racism, 180 degrees different from Martin Luther King. Yeah, China's been executing more gays, but Tim Cook, it's okay because Tim Cook's gay. Look, if you support China, the slave factories and killing gays, as long as you're gay, it's cool. I mean, everybody knows some gay people are mean to other gay people.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's a reliable source of information. 50,000 unstoppable watts. And radio.
So, in case you didn't hear, I'm sure you did, it's the top story on DrudgeReport.com. For three straight quarters, Facebook's been going straight down, and a lot of people say it's not really profitable. It's a giant pump and dump. And there's a big fight taking place over who's going to control Facebook. Well, let me tell you, Facebook was set up over a decade ago with Bilderberg money. Back when Zuckerberg just got out of Harvard, he was going to Bilderberg meetings, and they were planning it as a social control mechanism that would then basically privatize illegal NSA spying and get people to opt into illegal spying. And then if they wanted to use NSA data on somebody illegally, they would just go pay Facebook to reverse engineer it so they could have claims in court that it came from that. And, you know, you saw the judge just ordered Alexis last week with Amazon, its little spy droid, in a double murder case. And Amazon had to confirm, yeah, it was recording from the day they plugged it in, even when it's off, to the day it was unplugged by the police. And it's got the audio of everyone being murdered recorded. That's the whole point of AI. And, you know, beware Greeks bearing gifts. They bring you the Trojan horse. You put it in your house. And then you wonder what's going on. You're like, well, I'm not murdering anybody. That doesn't matter. It's run so they get a detailed profile on you and know everything about you and have high-tech AI scanning it all, putting it into a database. So they are getting ready to destroy Facebook. They'll drive it way down. It'll go back up a little bit the next year and then finally plane out forever. That they'll want to sucker the suckers again. Remember Zuckerberg said, our users trust us. They're dumb effers. I can't believe how pathetic they are. They're so stupid. That's a quote. He just loves screwing you over. And he will, don't you? Because he acts liberal. Ah, I'm a liberal. But as long as you go, then everything's okay, literally. Just like Tim Cook, just like all of it. It's very, very funny. It's very, very funny. And then if you want to censor the internet and take over, well, you first demonize somebody for 2 years, saying they're the dark heart, they're the worst person on the planet, they're a Nazi. And then finally, oh, they have their moral moment, the slave factory owning Apple that's given all the code keys to communist China. Tim Cook bans me, and then everyone else follows suit. And then all these other little virtue signaling companies, they come along and they do the same thing, so that no one stands up for me except Matt Drudge and Tucker Carlson and our listeners. And then the precedent set for everyone else. And it's wild how when they were calling for me to be taken off a year ago and 6 months ago, it was because I'd done horrible things. They never showed what I did. They'd lie about it. But now they just say, oh, we're in a crisis against nationalists. We've got to shut them all down. And Alex Jones was just the beginning. And they have major academic papers working with the federal government. You say, well, Trump's the federal government. No, he's not. 90%+ of it does not follow his orders. This is called mutiny against the nation, against the people, by these multinational corporations allied with the most murderous regimes on earth. So this is the whole shooting game, ladies and gentlemen. I got lots of other incredible news, but this right now is everything. Because if they take your communications away, if they can selectively control what you can see and what you can do, it's the ultimate form of discrimination. So let's go over the latest news and then Senator Warner, but let's first look back a little bit. Because when I come back, I'm going to read you the most sickening authoritarian babble you've ever heard out of a foreigner that comes from an authoritarian country licking their lips about silencing you and your family. They create authoritarian regimes in the universities. They bring in the controllers, and then they deploy them to run your life. Horrible, spoiled, rotten, evil little authoritarians. Does the banning of Alex Jones signal a new era of big tech responsibility? The Guardian, oh, the liberals, the leftists are suddenly, oh, they're so responsible. The Guardian's for bringing jihadis back to kill women and children to the UK and giving them free housing to rehabilitate them. They mean to run the country. But, oh, Alex Jones, it's such a good thing to take him off air. Here's another one. Does the ban, InfoWars, how Alex Jones lost the InfoWar. Remember Colbert and all of them celebrated. Yay, he's gone. InfoWars was right. Facebook using Chi-Com social score for users. We told you. And then it goes on from there. World exclusive, Facebook completely collapsed in pre-planned operation in free speech as we know it. Dim senator demands more censorship of conservative media. Survival of our democracy depends on banning sites like InfoWars. Yes, you must defend people's open right. Speech being first most in a supposed democracy. We're a republic that guards the minority rights even more. It's like a super democracy, but a protected one. So you can't have 51% say enslave the other 49%. Oh, but notice that being a patriot means you don't like your nation. Macron. Up is down, down is up. Survival of our democracy depends on banning sites like InfoWars, says Dim Senator. And now they've done it. Alex Jones calls out Tim Cook. Everything they're doing in China will come to America. WikiLeaks points to Democrats after InfoWars takedown, warns it could be next. And now it's happening. Soros issues death threat to Google and Facebook. Totally censor, let my people run what you're doing, or I'll implode your stock, which he's now doing. That's what this is about. Use them, make them do the illegal stuff, and then when they won't totally ban everybody and commit suicide, Soros says, I will pump and dump you faster if you don't submit to me. We told you months ago, tech investors start to panic as Facebook stock price plunged more than 20%. That was a few months ago. So here we are in 2012 at InfoWars.com. calling Facebook a pump and dump in the future. So there's some background for you. And now it's here, and now it's happening, and now they're going to bring in a social score wherever, because that's what suddenly the professors are all proposing it, and the New York Times is proposing it, and a nice man from China who's running for president, you know, to be on the stage and call for censorship being a good thing. You'll be paid $1,000 a month. You don't have to work. But everything you do will be tracked by your smartphone the government gives you. It's called slavery. That's all over the news. And then the senators come out and act like they're pressuring big tech to do it when it's all part of the larger plan. Top Dem Senator Mark Warner, Google must do more to censor YouTube. That's out today. YouTube is one of the most censored places out there now, unless you're promoting child molestation or devil worship or teaching six-year-old Asian girls that white people are inherently bad. We played video last hour. You can't allow stuff like that to be challenged. It has to be in an echo chamber to succeed. And so now he's come out and he's pushing this whole thing. We must act against this. We are allowing China and the EU and big tech with the Democrats to come in by fiat with regulation, take total control of the internet, censor everyone, and then say that we're bad people. And when I read, when we come back this article and I play the clip, he who must not be named, what Alex Jones and Voldemort have in common, it is the most incredible projection I've ever heard. We need to drag Alex Jones off into the darkness and silence him. She comes from an authoritarian country where they do that, Turkey. She goes on to tell all these lies and twist things and then talks about how we need to move to censor everyone that opposes us in this emergency we're in. Yes, some people in Brazil and Italy and the United States and even Mexico and other areas are upset about this. And people know this is bad. And so you're calling it an emergency that people want to run their own countries and not have the globalists run them from afar. It's just astounding. It's completely incredible. But you can override the censors. You can override these tyrants. They'd like to bring people in from foreign regimes, former Stasi and authoritarians out of Turkey to rule us. All you got to do is share the link, share the article, spread the word, call C-SPAN, call Talk Radio, newswars.com, newswars.com, infowars.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net, the right place to be.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen,
an alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
We are back live broadcasting worldwide. Very powerful article by Jamie White just went up on InfoWars.com. Veteran GOP congressman schools Dems who claim Trump attacks press freedom. That video's coming up. Also, Democrat presidential candidate wants government-sponsored social credit system compatible to China's. It's all coming up, ladies and gentlemen, and if you're on welfare, you'll have to be on it, but you can opt in and get $1,000 a month to be totally tracked. That's just a beginning. It's called slavery. It's how you domesticate wild animals. You start feeding them a little bit. You build a cage, a pen, you put the food inside the pen, they go in, you close the gate. The circle is now complete. All right. So, bringing this to a head, they're trying to bring down Facebook right now to terrorize the other big tech companies to get in line for total censorship. George Soros is threatening Google and others that you'll go like Facebook if you don't submit. We will absolutely take your stock down. This is economic terrorism. And the president and others going, oh, we're free market, we'll leave it alone, is allowing the vacuum of the Chi-Coms, the EU, Soros, and others to come in. Meanwhile, Obama declared an emergency, signed the emergency into law in the Defense Authorization Act in December of 2016 for the next fiscal year. That's done before the year. And recruited stay-behind networks of operatives for the emergency to stop the Russian takeover. And that's just, they know it's all a joke. That's the cover. Then they had congressional hearings that said, Jones is a Russian operative. We must get him off the internet in 2017. By the middle of 2018, they'd begun to do that. So if you're outside globalists taking down the country, you call the loyal nationalists the outsiders. Because the Achilles heel of the globalist is, they are the outsiders usurping and enslaving the country. And now, the president says we're a nation, we shouldn't have one-sided trade deals where Canada has a 280% tariff on milk and we don't. They go, that's the most racist, evil thing. Your nation doesn't exist. But Alex Jones is evil and he works for the Russians because he's red, white, and blue and loves the country. See? And I know you know this as an audience, but this is what they're doing. Then they bring in a bunch of former Stasi. They bring in people out of Turkey, out of the Middle East, real authoritarians. A lot of Chinese operatives are brought in. Most of these Democrat senators actually have a Chinese officer from the intelligence board as part of the Chinese funding of any high-level Dem. You have to have one of their operatives, usually as a chief of staff or as their top assistant, like Dianne Feinstein, who then runs the whole op. And we, of course, were the first to expose that she was Chinese-run. We already knew that was known, but we've got that out there. Let me continue here. So, he who must not be named, and then it shows me, and this is going to be reportedly one of the cover stories on the December Wired magazine coming out here in just a week, is total darkness with a black hand. That means an assassin's hand. This image means in intelligence operations, this image, but it's normally just a normal looking face, not my face, is the symbol of a snatch and grab. When it's a total darkness and a black hand grabbing over the mouth, it means you're going into a dungeon, which Turkey is very famous for. So we have this Turkish individual over here who teaches about women's rights, of course. Don't the Islamists always do that? He who must not be named, what Alex Jones and Voldemort have in common, this demon snake creature from Harry Potter. That I'm not into magical thinking, so I haven't followed Harry Potter. If you want to be into that, that's fine. I've seen pieces of them. But you read this, she's the one calling for censorship. She's part of the big evil cabal. And then she's talking about how I'm the devil and the one that must not be named. Remember David Hogg talking about this and said, ooh, I'm not supposed to say his name because you're not supposed to say my name. Here it is.
Saying Alex Jones, sorry, I don't want to mention his name. When individuals say these things to us, I think it's important for their viewing audience to realize they're simply trying to make money off them. For example, one of the main people in this situation that I don't want to name the name of, but as you said, is from InfoWars. He shouts a lot. I'll just give you that hint. He looks red. He's advertising many of these things, and the power lies in these advertisers to pull out of these fear-mongering, hate-loving people that just want to spread hate and division in America. For example, on InfoWars, one of the main things that one of his most famous statements was saying that tap water is turning the frogs gay and it'll turn you gay too. First off, gay people are awesome. I don't think that's a problem at all. And secondly, if you noticed at the end of that video, he advertises water filters. Interesting.
Yeah, that's the point. The water's toxic and here's the best water filter at the best price. By the way, the best deal ever on Alexa Pure Pro. That's their biggest, nicest stainless steel model, the one that does the most water. The best model out there, 127. Leading competitors for something similar, a 350, 400. They're normally a great deal at 240. They're selling it to us at cost because they ordered too many of them. And they don't want to get hit, obviously, with the end-of-year inventory tax. So that it's never been a better time to get Alexa Pure Breeze. It is literally 127 right now at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. See, he is an actor, not a crisis actor. The shooting happened. He's an actor on the acting deal, a Democrat. He admits he's given lines, and his lines are, don't say Alex Jones's name, and you know, turn the frogs gay, even though the chemicals are actually sterilizing the frogs, is what we said. Now, he who must not be named. I got Dr. Steve Pachinik coming back on the broadcast, and he's predicted a lot of this. We're going to look at how big this is and what this really means to everything. This is a lot bigger than just Facebook, and then when he leaves, I'll get into all the latest Antifa and the rest of it. But to read this authoritarian's article, she says the most ridiculous things in here. It just shows how childlike their minds are, these wannabe authoritarians. She goes on to say, I will now say his name because now he has no more Voldemort power. He has been banished and is nothing. And I think she must believe in Harry Potter. Like she's saying this. Like she's a 5-year-old girl and it just happened. Hey, Cupcake. I have some smart advisors, but I do what I think I should do. They've begged me not to tell you this. But I will because my weapon is the truth. Lady, we're on fire like a sun exploding. You're a moron. But you evil people never get it, do you? I mean, you're a grown woman talking about shutting down all nationalist conservatives' free speech in a giant Big Brother grid beyond anything Orwell ever dreamed of. And you've got yourself all dressed up in like Gaelic pib outfits with bows and arrows on your site as you're force fed on Twitter, dreaming about taking people offline because they're Voldemort. And then now you've diminished them. That my last gasp was going to Congress and oh my God, you better believe this lady runs around in circles around a fire and, you know, thinks that she's got magical powers. I mean, look at that little witchy poo outfit. Hey, lady, why don't you get your ass back on an airplane to fly back over to Turkey where the men tell you to keep your damn mouth shut? We don't do that over here. We're the West. Now, I understand your ancestors raided the beautiful Constantinople and crapped all over it. So I understand your IQ isn't that high, but let me just give you a little newsflash, lady. You and your authoritarian trash will never defeat us. You'll never prevail. In the name of Jesus, I just hope that God brings justice to you in a loving way. God is merciful and loving. But you got somebody from the authoritarian regime where she wouldn't be allowed to shoot her mouth off over here trying to dominate men. She's like a big old fat Turkish Islamist.
Attention parents and grandparents. Have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to givetheadventure.com. That's givetheadventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to givetheadventure.com.
We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom.
Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that, because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never miss your show any day. Never.
At Infowars.com/show.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They even know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
So, we are in the middle of a epic move by different powers and different forces to openly take control of the internet and censor nationalists, conservatives, Christians, you name it. and then use it for a social score that tracks everything you do and only favors elite corporations, and it's being now promoted everywhere. We first told you about this 6 years ago. Now they have the New York Times, all of them today, Wired Magazine, you name it, saying he who must not be named, what Alex Jones and Voldemort have in common. Then it has me being snatched and grabbed and drug off into the dark pit. So I love how it's some woman who fled authoritarian Turkey to come over here and be a professor and do it here. But that's what they're pushing. That's what they are bringing in. Now you got all these Democratic senators saying, oh, Google hasn't done enough to censor pro-Trump people. Oh, Facebook, you know, you're going down because you let Cambridge Analytica publicly scrape some names, when that's nothing compared to what Facebook, Google, and Twitter have done. So I wanted to get Dr. Steve Pachinik on because he's talked about a lot of this. He's predicted a lot of it. He was on a few months ago with Owen and said that, I mean, it was pretty obvious then, but he talked about before that, that Facebook was being prepared to be taken down. It was obviously set up as a pump and dump a long time ago and to spy on people. But out of that process, they're going to try to sell all this censorship. So there's a war for the internet happening right now. And because Trump hasn't come in and put prohibitions on it, that's allowed other outside interests, in my view, to come in, like the Chi-Coms, the EU, with their own regulations and basically take control of the web. So I wanted to get Steve Pachinik's take on this because he knows a lot of folks that are involved at the upper levels with at least how this was created and what it was supposed to do versus how it's been hijacked for authoritarianism. And to me, this is one of the biggest issues globally right now. So, Doc, thanks for joining us.
No problem. What I told you well over a year ago was that Facebook was in financial trouble. I don't need any information from above or elsewhere. I was tracking it, and I was shorting a lot of that stock. Right now, Facebook is not in great shape. The maximum value of Facebook was 212. And now it's at 138 at the bottom. That's the 52-week high and low. And what I was saying, well, a couple of months ago, is that Zuckerberg doesn't know how to run the company. Sandberg doesn't know how to run it. She has been a serious problem to this company and other people. And as a woman, she wanted to talk about how great it was as a woman, how she could lead a company and how smart she was and blah, blah, blah. Basically, what you get is two Jewish, exceedingly narcissistic characters who are very self-destructive. I said it years ago. And ironically, she used her Jewishness to basically hire the pro-Trump, or let's say the opposition party company, to create anti-Semitism and then make it sound as if they were being attacked for being Jews, which is despicable. I mean, I think that should be enough to get rid of her and to deface her completely. But the other part that was a real problem for Facebook, which I've been monitoring, and I said years ago, and that is the concept that Facebook in some ways was a positive force in the world, when in fact it was a facilitator to the genocide that occurred in Myanmar, and I had talked about that. And that's when the 700,000 Rohingyas, the Muslims, were getting killed by another so-called liberal who is the prime minister of Myanmar, Burma, named Aung San Suu Kyi. So the notion that women are specially entitled to run anything and are better than men is really not proven by Sandberg or Aung San Suu Kyi. So what we have here in Facebook is a very serious problem, both financially, politically, and in terms of viability. If I were the board of directors, I would throw out Zuckerberg, even though he owns 60% of the company. But at this rate, the company will go probably down to its lowest value right now in 52 weeks, which is 132. And my suspicion is it'll go below 120 and then to 110 and possibly 100. If it does that, then it will bring down the other FANG stocks. So Zuckerberg is not in a position to really run anything right now. The issue of Zuckerberg was very interesting to me because 8 years ago when I saw Social Network, it was obvious to me that this was a young man who was self-aggrandizing, who was a misogynist, quite frankly, because what he did in order to create Facebook was to basically ask all his friends at Harvard to rate the looks of the women at Harvard. And if that's not misogyny, I don't know what it is. And in turn, he didn't turn out to be a geek. He really went to Phillips Exeter and in New Hampshire, was the head of the fencing team. So everything about him bespeaks for a grandiosity and a narcissism that's so out of control, but has no sense.
And I should add, you're a psychiatrist too, so we're not just having people randomly up here saying this. But expanding on the bigger picture here.
Yeah.
They're going after Facebook for supposed spying on people, but they're going after the least of it. And then they're using it to threaten the other tech companies to go along with the Democratic Party and others that want even increased censorship. And this is one reason that the Republicans didn't keep the House in the midterms. And now they're saying all over the news, they're going to intensify it. They're even trying to take my banking away. They're going after everybody I know. This is real authoritarianism. And so I want to get into, you know, specifically what you think about what needs to be done to counter the fact that this is just green-lighted, even more censorship, that Trump says he's about to take action, but we haven't seen it yet.
Well, I'm not sure you've got more censorship here than you think. The notion why the Democrats won on the midterms, and I was involved at the local level, it was very clear. Nancy Pelosi ran an incredibly effective race, whereas Trump did not. And I have to, you know, I'm not a fan of Nancy Pelosi, but I understand national politics. When they came into every area of the country, she ran a very effective, very streamlined campaign, which was highly focused.
But that's exactly what I'm saying, is that Trump got elected because we had internet superiority and the grassroots went out and did the job for him. They ran the same campaign because his people told him, no, sir, you really want it. Going and doing rallies. One Trump supporter putting a viral video out is bigger than a whole Trump rally. And so they undercut everything, and literally allowed the complete shadow banning basically of everybody and dialing back nationalist conservatives or anybody that isn't anti-America 96%. That's why they lost, and then allowed the targeting that Pelosi engaged in.
Well, I'm not in agreement. I think we lost, and here in Florida, it was even clearer to me. I voted for DeSantis, and I gave him money, and we came in by only a few points. The same thing with Rick Scott. It had nothing to do with anything other than the fact that the campaigns on both sides were not effectively run. The Republican Party had a very poor leadership issue. Paul Ryan had left, and we had no basic message. It wasn't a type of, you know, just censorship that you were talking about. This was really operational problems. And what it meant for the future of the Republican Party is that we're in trouble. The same way I said to you about Facebook, the same way I'm telling you now, the Republican Party is in trouble because it has no leadership. If Trump is, in fact, the leader, which he's not, he's mercurial. He has his own problems. He's really out of control in many ways. The Republican Party doesn't know which way to go, and it doesn't have a leader.
Well, at least he's a cheerleader for the country and is trying to do better deals on trade and things. But I agree that he doesn't have people around him that are really trying to turn the country around. Most of them are just trying to be popular with both sides and make a bunch of money. And the fact that – take campaigns out of this. The fact that they're letting the Democrats come in with this mass targeting by cartels and censorship of certain groups is discriminatory, is very, very dangerous, and it's a dereliction of duty if they don't start doing something.
Whoa. Look, from the very beginning, I told you, he has a problem. If you want to put Jared Kushner in there, who has supported Mohammed bin Salman, who in turn killed Khashoggi, if you want to put in Ivana Trump, who has done absolutely nothing.
Boy, you're right. You did say 2 years ago that you liked Trump, but the fact that Jared Kushner, you believe, could destroy Trump, and now continually.
And I was right. I was right. We got a war in Yemen. My generals do not want that war. They want to pull out, and that's what's happening. We had a prime minister of Lebanon who was taken hostage.
Well, let's talk about it when we come back.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, And if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, Infowars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart, get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You may be an ambassador to England or France. You may like to gamble. You might like to dance. You may be the heavyweight champion of the world. You may be a socialite with a long string of pearls, but you're going to have to serve some.
All right, we're back. We're talking to Dr. Steve Pachinik, stevepachinik.com, co-wrote a bunch of books with Tom Clancy, really smart guy, worked at U.S. Intelligence, State Department. We should know about history sometime, really interesting stories he can tell. But specifically looking at internet censorship, I understand you can sit there and say the Republicans ran incompetent campaigns. Hillary said, you shut down Alex Jones, you shut down the conservatives, you kick them off YouTube and Facebook. They had hearings, and they did it. And it wasn't me they were really blocking. It was all the little old ladies that might put out 20, 30 videos, but one of them gets 50 million views. We were getting 20, 30 million views on videos on Facebook for Trump. And then Karl Rove doesn't want that. He'd rather get a $5 million package on Fox News and run those ads that only reach maybe the same 5 million, 6 million viewers over and over again who are already going to vote Republican. So I get it, Dr. Pachinik. Yeah, targeted. The Democrats actually went after swing voters in key areas. I get it. The Republicans didn't even really do that. I get the incompetence. They're going to continue to be incompetent because the blue bloods just want the money. I'm saying Trump coming in with some antitrust busting or threatening he's going to go after them, like the Democrats threaten Senator Warner and others to take over Facebook, Google, and Twitter, and they rolled over and peed all over themselves like a dog, and that's why the Democrats were able to win. Okay, because Trump had his legs cut out from under him. So I agree. It is incompetent that the Republicans have allowed this. That's what I was getting at.
The censorship of the internet is something that you correctly brought out, and you've been part of it, and I've been part of it. So I'll give you an example. When I have my own YouTube, and we have 50 or 60,000 people who view it, we're getting demonetized. Are we getting less money? Is there a fascist element to Google, YouTube, Facebook, and the others? The answer is absolutely yes. To what degree is that fascist element? It's to the degree that people like myself who will trade on a daily basis will either start shorting the stock, or Anonymous will come in, or the others in the intelligence community will say, it's enough. This no longer serves our national service. The truth of the matter is the Chinese are ahead of us. They have quantum encryption. We're not anywhere near them. But at the same time, we're wasting money on F-38s or fighter jets that are sitting there for $385 million with parts that came from China. But I don't have enough money to make a senior general the secretary of cyber war instead of putting him under Homeland Security. You are absolutely correct. But the problem also lies in the White House. He is now changing elements and relying on his own family. Kushner, Ivana, Melania correctly fired a woman who was anti-Mattis. But if John Kelly leaves and you bring in Nick Ayers, who's a Republican operative and is going to run the White House, you're going to have troubles. I can predict that. If you keep John Bolton there and he has been a neocon his whole life, has had no national security experience, on the ground, avoided the draft, avoided going into Vietnam, although he was a proponent of war. And I've worked with John. I don't personally dislike him, but I don't admire him. I think he's a coward, as is the neocons. Then you will have trouble. And the problem is we have put in Mattis, Kelly, Nakasone, Abizaid, all these generals, and Pompeo because the civilians have not done a good job. I don't know how many times I've had to say it since the beginning of the Obama administration, the Bush Jr. administration. The fact that we have military generals is not an accident. And I will repeat it again. If civilians intend to go to war, and if the president does not know what he is doing, we will keep squeezing on the military side. And it's as simple as that. You can call me treasonous. You can call me whatever you want. But I said it years ago. I wrote about it in Maximum Vigilance 20 years ago. We can no longer afford civilians who have had no military experience. It's not that they're warlike. It's the other way around. Mattis wants to get out of Afghanistan. And who do we appoint? Zalmay Khalilzad, one of the most corrupt, incompetent.
No, I understand all that. Here's the difference. You have the Democrats openly allied with the Chi-Coms, out to get the country.
Alex, the neocons, the liberals have nothing to do with
it. No, I know the neocons are, I get it. I know the neocons are heavily involved too. So the neocons are bad, the liberal establishment's bad. All I'm saying is at least Trump's trying to get jobs back and promote that a nation state exists. So I'm not even here defending Trump. I'm very upset that more isn't happening and that people like Jared Kushner are having dinner with the head of Google who sits there and glad hands him. And so I'm not enemies with Jared Kushner. He's the guy that sold Trump reportedly, on this whole deal with this Prince whoever. And then it looks like this whole thing has blown up spectacularly.
Correct. The point is, Alex, you have to direct some of your attacks to really where the incompetency lies within our own administration. Trump can only do what he can do. He came in He's charismatic. He's mercurial. We've tried to stabilize that mercurial, but he will continue. But if he cannot build an infrastructure, and he did a brilliant job of appointing Nancy Pelosi, who's 80 years old, to say, look, she has to remain the Speaker of the House. Why? Because she and he are very much alike. They both come out of a background of the mafia construction. I remember Pelosi's father was the mayor of Baltimore when I had hotels there. Trump's father was in the mob. He had to build construction in Queens and Brooklyn. They both understand what it takes to create a unity, a function, but they have to build infrastructure. We don't have it. We need to keep moving on. We need to put more money into cyber command. I need more money into schools. I have kids whose education level is so bad. I'm in a state where the kids' education is the 46th in the state in Florida. And they say to me, oh, give the teachers more money. Well, Rick Scott didn't do anything. Bill Nelson hasn't done it. Let's see what the
state. But what I'm saying is, Soros is a figurehead of it, obviously, but the whole UN globalist combine wants to collapse nation states, discredit the borders, discredit any ethos of believing in your nation. If we lose that, we're done. And so the big thing that Trump's doing versus the Democrats is he's being pro-America. The Democrats have radicalized with Eric Swalwell, you know, saying we're going to confiscate all the guns. If you don't like it, we'll nuke your ass. I mean, the Democrats have literally degenerated into a group of like Day of the Dead zombies.
Alex, I always enjoy your analogies and your description. The truth of the matter is Soros was one of the few people who went after Facebook and said this is a very dangerous entity. And he particularly went after Zuckerberg and Sandberg, saying she has no idea.
Because he wanted to bully them into letting him direct them.
No, not direct him, but telling them exactly where the problem would lie in terms of the ongoing genocide. Look, I met him 40 years ago when we were in the Soviet Union. I didn't know who he was. He used his own money to take Sakharov off.
I know he was used during the Cold War, and I get all that, but it came out in the WikiLeaks. He wants to control what can be published. He has a database. Google and people are using him to say what should be up and what should be down. He's the real threat.
Look, he's been in and out of so many things. There's no one man. I mean, honestly, he's not the threat.
I know what he represents, though.
But what does he represent? He doesn't even, the Council on Foreign Relations, which I left, isn't even relevant. Do you understand? I mean, the relevancy of all these institutions are gone, thanks to you, others, myself. They're not relevant.
No, I agree that's going on. But still, when they give orders, things happen. Doesn't mean it does what they want, but it still has repercussions. Like, they thought censoring me would get rid of us. It actually caused us to, like, mutate, get even more powerful in a way. But I don't even want to tell them that. The point is that...
But the point is you are more powerful. They made a big, that's my point. They made a serious judgment call, and I said it when you were on the air. We would not let you go off the air. But in fact, what happened is you became even more popular than before, and people talk about it. But the answer is, how are you getting transmitted? You know how you're getting transmitted. We know how you're getting transmitted, but the truth is Soros isn't the problem. The Democrats are finished. That's not an issue. Even the Republicans.
Do five more minutes then. We're going to come back. Give me your view on that, because you were the guy, I remember, like, you were coming on 18 years ago, but 15 years ago you go, the East is going to collapse and the West Coast is all going to move into the Midwest and Texas will be the new capital and, you know, all that stuff. So, and I know you're a smart guy, so I want to get where you think, the way we keep the country going and we don't have a nuclear war. And I agree that Mattis and people have been trying to stop wars. That's a good thing. And I agree the neocons are a big problem. In fact, really, if you look at it, in fact, the neocons were bragging at a defense deal in Germany last month that they're going to take even more conservatives out. I have an opportunity for viewers and listeners that is the best in my 23 years on air. Obviously, water filtration is a great thing. It's a good thing. And I've had water filtration sponsors since the day I got on air. And over the years, I learned a lot about water filtration. I learned what the best was. Now, the Alexa Pure Pro's their biggest, nicest stainless steel unit that does the most gallons an hour. It's amazing. Cuts out all the bad stuff, leaves the good stuff in, the good minerals. Matt Redhawk and the Patriots over at My Patriot Supply that have developed these filters ordered a huge amount of them this year. He has a glut of them. He's offering a filter that's a good deal at $249. When it's discounted, usually $200, it's $127. He's selling them to us at cost, and we're making 20-something bucks on them. So they're going to sell out very, very quickly. This is the gift of life, the gift of health. It's amazing. Alexa Pure Pro at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Alex Jones here, back live. I'm going to get into all the news. We have it covered. A bunch of the breaking news in the next few segments. We're talking to Dr. Steve Pachinik of StevePachinik.com. Best-selling author, researcher, former psychological operations head of the State Department. And we're getting into what happens next. And when I said after we, quote, lost the election a few weeks ago that I'm taking a new direction, it isn't that I don't like Trump as much as I ever did. It's that Trump's done so much good. I've been persecuted for supporting him. So instead of that making me not support him, it makes me support him more because I'm getting persecuted because of it. I think, oh, then he must be really good because they're attacking him. But really, it's just a power struggle going on. And Trump does care about the country. He doesn't want to screw the country over just to screw it over. But the fact is we have to get back to basic issues and talking about the news we cover instead of just the tug of war battling with the Democrats, you know, over whether Trump's in office or not. Because I don't want to say I lost respect for Trump. But when he's one of the only people that even talked about censorship, so did Ted Cruz, so did Rand Paul, and said something should be done. But when he didn't act, that really was the big area that he showed he didn't get what was going on. But I wanted to ask Steve Pachinik in the last 3.5 minutes we have, what you think's coming next, what the other big trends are, and thanks for joining us.
Well, if Facebook goes under and they're going to keep going under, their RS rating is 16. That means 84% of all the other stocks are more valuable than Facebook. So you're going to have problems with Google. You're going to have problems with Netflix. You're going to have problems with Amazon. So the FANG stocks are going to go down. They primarily account for about 30 to 40% of our economy. So that's why we have a serious problem right there. Number two, Trump has to start making the overture to Nancy Pelosi. Pelosi has to take over the Democrats. The Democrats have to be united. We need an infrastructure program because it'll keep our economy going. There's fear in the markets that we have unemployment coming in and we also have a deflation. I don't agree with it, but the markets today are terrible. They're uncertain. They've been vibrating up and down because they really don't know which way to go with Trump. Trump has to allow the markets to have a certain amount of certainty. Otherwise, the markets will go against him and the economy will do very poorly. And everything he wants to say or do will mean nothing. If the markets don't respond to a certain amount of certainty and a sense of the future, then Trump is in trouble. Secondly, Trump has to understand he can't keep picking ad hominem, the people he thinks are close to him or hasn't been, you know, effective. That doesn't work here in the White House. The White House needs a certain amount of consistency and reliability. 70% of the world thinks right now that Trump is not reliable. That's not relevant to me as much as it is to the stock markets, which feel
that. But isn't that our own corporate media doing the undermining? They blame Trump for that. I mean, isn't it Maxine Waters, when she gets control of that financial committee, she says she's going to roll back in the regulations if they're the problem?
Well, they're not the problem right now because the markets are 6 months ahead. They don't even know about Maxine Waters at this point. What happened at the markets before midterm is that it allowed itself to go up, and then it came down with the fear that the Democrats would take over certain elements. But at the same time, if you build an infrastructure program, it'll eliminate any doubts whatsoever. So the key issue right now isn't whether Maxine Waters can run it or not. Once you get into Congress, you don't become a Republican or Democrat. You become socialized as a congressional representative. And the same thing with Kavanaugh. Once he gets into the Justice Department or he goes into the among his colleagues, Sotomayor said it very clearly. She said,
get up.
Welcome.
Sorry, Hillary Clinton literally broke into our feed. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's my dogs.
No, it's Hillary. No, put it. I just don't.
Get up.
Oh, okay. I thought that was my dog.
No, it's Hillary. Hey, I'm going to call you today at 3 o'clock my time, 4 o'clock your time. We got to talk about.
All right. Thank you.
Talk about that thing. All right. See you later, buddy.
Bye.
A real character right there. All right. Infowars.com, newswars.com. Tomorrow's news today, straight ahead.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, I'm Alex Jones, your host on this live Monday, November 19th, 2018, global transmission. If you're watching or listening to this, you are the resistance to the globalists. Their movement is the resistance to the nation state, free market and capitalism. You know, I really love President Trump, and not because he's in power. I remember many years ago when I had then governor becoming president-elect, Bush, and they sent some federal marshals, because he was president-elect, over to Access Television. And they said, the governor's going to be watching, or the president-elect's going to be watching tonight, and he wants you to say some nice things about him, and then he, you know, sometime go to dinner with you, because you could be the next Rush Limbaugh. Now, I've since heard that from President Trump. Like, they say you're the next Rush Limbaugh. And I'm like, well, I've already had bigger audiences than him, but okay, I'll take it. Thanks. You know, like, even though I'd already won and become number one in talk radio a long time ago. And yes, since they deplatformed me, it did kill some of the mega audiences. I mean, sometimes we would have, you know, 30 million people tuning in a day. It wasn't always like that, but it was, you know, every day was 4 or 5 million. But some days, you know, it'd be like, what the hell? We'd be like numero uno. But for me as a guy, it's not like I've already been there. So it's kind of like I already climbed that mountain and people go, you know, someday you'll be up on that mountain. So I don't support Trump because he's the president and has a super hot supermodel wife and flies around on helicopters and that impresses me. because I already came from access television 24 years ago. I already have come from nowhere. And so them trying to take it away from me doesn't do anything, because what I want is freedom. What I want is America and the world to be successful. What I want is a future for my children. A car that runs nice, not having to worry about bills, that's good, but I don't worship money. You could say I'm taking it all away, and I'd say I'm going to try to take you out because you're a tyrant. You shouldn't be able to do that to people. I wouldn't then say, oh, let me kiss your ass. I'll get ahead more in this giant group of people going up a pyramid, a spiral staircase, kissing each other's butts, but they all got daggers out for when the guy looks away to stab them. That's not how I operate. It's not what I do. And when I talk about what I stand for, it's not to narcissistically sit up and say, me, 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 me. Why are they so obsessed with InfoWars? Why do they hate me so much? Why do they want me off air? Because we remind them, the sellouts, what scum they are. So, yes, I criticized Trump some in the last hour, and I agree with almost everything Pechenik was saying. He's a smart guy. But the good things Trump is doing so outweigh his failings that it's not even the same universe. Now, Pechenik was signaling what's going on. Trump has said, I'll work with you Democrats. I'll share power. I'll give you some of the money you want on pork deals. He was trying not to do that. But just get off the country's back. Just let us have jobs. You already run the country. Why the hell do you want to run it in the ground? See, that's his big failing with them, is he doesn't like running you in the ground. And so Pechenik's signaling, hey, this is going on. And because Kushner hadn't been in the military, hadn't been in intelligence agency for 30, 40 years, you know, there's this attitude from professionals like Pechenik that, oh, that guy doesn't know what the hell he's doing. If there's one thing I've learned, I don't know what's going on up at that level. And at so many levels, the top level's not the top level. It's what we're doing here that really changes things at the greatest level. And then the establishment, once they figure out they can't stop something, or once they figure out something worked, they'll take credit for it. And that's great. I'm all about people taking credit for what you've done. I'm going to say that again. It isn't some patronization where I just include you with a participation trophy on air and say, man, you've really done a great job, listeners, spreading the word and taking action and standing up to the bullies, and you've changed the world. People are waking up to capitalism being a better system, nationalism. People are waking up that Christianity's under attack, the family's under attack, the very genders are under attack. A lot of really good things are happening, and it's because of you. And that's not me up here including you. You're not just included. You're not just essential. You are the war. You're not part of it. You're it. Period. I'm just saying things you already inherently knew in your gut and creating a focal point so that you are given further confidence to see and to hear, because we're mammals. We communicate. We care about each other. We live in communal groups to have a community. The left is all about taking people that have no community. First, they take your community. Then they create a new artificial community to control you. We're promoting an original Americana community that was the best community ever that everyone wanted to get involved in, because despite the fact that our community was terrible, compared to others, it was the best. Because the ideals of it were high and noble. It believed in the individual. It believed in the group. It believed in ideas. It believed in building something better. It believed in not just riding off the poor and the old or the infirm, but building them up. So the enemy came in and took our greatest strength. We cared about the children. We cared about those that are childlike. And they turned that against us and said, now you must be like the childlike, or you must be mentally retarded, or you must be down and ignorant because, well, you can't be better than somebody, which again is the ultimate tyranny. So that's where we are. And I never got to all these clips I have. I have a bunch of them. I'll get to them next segment. I'm going to get to them. But Trump's done a great job pointing out we have borders, pointing out we have one-sided trade deals, standing up against the controlled corporate media, showing that they're a bunch of enemies. And he's done a great job trying to get regulations that were written to shut down our nation out of the way, and medical laws that were meant to suppress new innovations. That's out of the way. I mean, Trump's doing a way better job than I could do. So it's very hard to criticize. But then I realize if we don't criticize, we'll lose everything. Because it's the few areas that he's not operating properly on that the enemy then puts everything behind. And those are the areas where if we fail, we will fail magnificently. So I could do a better radio show that had more listeners today, where every 5 minutes I had an incredible new article or clip to talk about that was very interesting, that would keep you interested. But I'm not just trying to keep you interested. I'm trying to keep you engaged in your own destiny, because we're in this together. And I'm trying to get people to focus in on the big enchilada that our speech is being taken, which means our right to commerce, which means our right to the digital system with digital IDs and a world social score that is the system of absolute control and absolute tyranny. And it must be opposed, just like Christ said to John the Revelator on the Isle of Patmos 2,000 years ago. This is the big one. Woe to you on the planet, for the devil sends a beast with wrath, and his number is 666, the number of a man. Neither buy nor sell without the mark, the right hand or the forehead, the biometric scan. And it's here. And you say, well, I don't believe in God. Believe in reality that China is using it to control their people, and it's now being exported here and to Venezuela to suppress people. This is the ultimate system of degradation. Just like they're trying to take our credit card processing and shut us down financially so we don't have the speech to warn you about what's happening. It's here. It's not coming. World government, all of it. This is the desperate fight to stop it. That said, please fund our operation and realize we're running. The sale a few weeks ago was the biggest ever. Now this one's even bigger because it's the same sale, more expanded with double Patriot points on every purchase at a 5% off each dollar. It's 10% off on your next purchase. Double Patriot points, store-wide free shipping, 50% off all the supplements, 50% off on high-quality storable food, 49% off Alexa Pure Pro, their biggest, best water filter, normally like $240-something bucks, now $127 at cost. We're selling it for them at cost as a favor because they ordered too many at the end of the year for an inventory issue. Now's the time to act on that and a bunch of other specials. 75% off store-wide plus free shipping. Everything must go. Clearance sale to fund ourselves into next year. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. You are the InfoWar.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net, the right place to be.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com. With InfoWars Select, It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun.
I don't want to make the news about me, but it is. Because they've decided to make us the heart of the debate. So they can then take us off the air and then misrepresent who we are. Because the populist movement, the Americana movement, the Second Amendment free speech movement had such a big victory when Trump got in that they had to then not let us be folk heroes and continue on to have great victories. They had to make us these shameful, horrible, bad people that were banned because they were so bad and were who, like Voldemort from the Harry Potter series. It's all archetypal. So here's the new article up on InfoWars.com. Petition launched to give Alex Jones White House press pass. I want to be clear. Unless you go grandstand and make yourself the news like Jim Acosta, having these things is not really worth that much. So we had passes, and CNN and others lobbied that we were fake news, and somebody in the administration took it away from us. Jerome Corsi wanted it. We got an office there, did it all properly. We were there a few weeks. Corsi never even got questions in. And they act like, again, if I wanted to live in Hollywood, I'd move out there. I just want to be able to have my own broadcast and not be banned on other platforms. But everybody's pointing out that why is Jim Acosta there but Alex Jones isn't? So that's people signing that petition to send it to the White House. It's pretty funny. Also, again, I never really read this article. I mentioned it. It's really powerful, powerfully evil, by this person from Turkey, who has the image of me being kidnapped and taken into the night and says after Alex Jones, we'll ban everybody else. It's just very authoritarian. And I thought I'd get to that later, but you know what? In the interest of time, I may just do a special report on that because there's so much other really important news I want to get into like this. In England and in Germany and Sweden, by law, every year, elementary students, middle school students, high school students, and college students at public schools are taken to mosque, and you take your shoes off, you worship Allah, you're given paperwork. If you're a 14-year-old girl, they introduce you to a 25-year-old man. They have made-for-TV state-sponsored television that says 14-year-old German girls, Muslim men from Africa and the Middle East are here. They are good men. You need to learn to be with them. Yeah, pedophilia is legal by fiat in Europe if it's a Muslim with your daughter. We've played these clips here. I'm not kidding. This is the social engineering. German schoolgirls asked to wear hijabs for social experiment to test if German citizens acted racist towards them. Paul Watson has an article, racist, even though it's a religion that doesn't let you not be in the religion. It's the cult coming in, just like Heaven's Gate, Hail Bop cult made you cut your testicles off and your penis, and then you were going to be beamed up to be with the space aliens. Now they teach that to your five-year-old son. It's a good thing. Continuing, China just dumped the biggest load of U.S. treasuries in 8 months. Yeah, we're in a war with China. Chinese homoerotic writer gets 10 years in jail. Well, it's okay because Tim Cook's gay. And it goes on from there. So that's just some of what we're going to be covering here. But what I want to get to now is the fact that conservatively, there's dozens of migrant caravans funded by the UN at UN bases in Guatemala and Honduras, the other staging grounds in each country below them in Central America, down all the way to Chile. These are just stopping off points, but to make sure you don't get the big sum up front of, you know, $10,000 to get all the way to El Norte, you're given on average whatever it takes to get from that country to the next. So it's a couple hundred dollars here. Once, if you've been a good person and gotten all the way up, say from Venezuela, seven countries up to Mexico, you get $1,000 on a MasterCard prepaid Visa with no name on it, with a PIN code on the back from U.S. taxpayers through the State Department to George Soros. I mean, that's on record. We first broke that. Now it's mainstream news. And so that's why they caught Beto, or whatever his name is, Bevo O'Rourke, Beto, I guess they said, funding millions out of the taxpayer money and out of campaign matching to sit there and send money down to a caravan that was arriving a month ago. You're like, but the caravan hadn't gotten here then. They're always arriving. We first showed them 6 years ago with our reporters. We broke this was going on under Obama. So Trump's just saying, no, we don't randomly let buses full of men, women, and children, a lot of them smuggled kids in. And the media says no to that, like it's a bad thing. Well, now Mexicans agree with Trump, call migrant caravan an invasion. It's all in Spanish, but I'm going to play some of it with audio here in just a moment. Paul Joseph Watson, powerful video. Protesters in Tijuana demand migrants go home because at least 10,000 of the hundreds of thousands that are in Mexico at any one time are robbing, stealing, killing. Many of them are multi-time felons. And the Mexicans know what's going on. They're saying, what in the hell is going on? You can't do this. Mexico has laws about their southern border, which got smashed over. Mexicans all saw that happen. They understand it's an invasion. And so let's play some of the audio of the Mexicans. Here it is. Out, Hondurans, we don't want you here. Which is a normal response when hundreds of thousands of people ram over your borders and they're almost all military-aged men are stomping around waving their flags and burning American flags. First thing the Mexicans noticed was they aren't even waving Mexican flags. They're waving Honduran and others. The protesters didn't want tax dollars spent on humanitarian aid. They get the people coming up from Central and South America are the dregs, the communists, who are an invasion force who want a bunch of free crap. You're not welcome here. You're a traitor if you help them. Right now, there are detention centers in the United States, which are similar. Go to hell, go to hell. May the peace with you. And yet people, oh, they have concentration camps. Oh, my God. Immigrants, yes. Illegals, no. No to xenophobia. Yes, he goes on. We don't want them here. I mean, how obvious is it when hundreds of thousands of people come through your country running over your police, waving flags and burning things and raping and killing people? So when we come back, that's Tijuana. Just north of that, a few miles, is the border near San Diego. And our own Savannah Hernandez and crew were there. And here come the Antifa people, of course, screaming that we're all Nazis when George Soros, the collaborator, actual Nazi collaborator, is running this. And, of course, you don't see these little Antifa guys going to Mexico and getting a bunch of men's face. They get their ass kicked in about 2 seconds. No, they wanted to mess with one man and one woman, 10-1. Bunch of thugs.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I have an opportunity for viewers and listeners that is the best in my 23 years on air. Obviously, water filtration is a great thing. It's a good thing. And I've had water filtration sponsors since the day I got on air. And over the years, I learned a lot about water filtration. I learned what the best was. Now, the Alexa Pure Pro's their biggest, nicest stainless steel unit that does the most gallons an hour. It's amazing. Cuts out all the bad stuff, leaves the good stuff in, the good minerals. Matt Redhawk and the Patriots over at My Patriot Supply that have developed these filters ordered a huge amount of them this year. He has a glut of them. He's offering a filter that's a good deal at $249. When it's discounted, usually $200, it's $127. He's selling them to us at cost, and we're making 20-something bucks on them. So they're going to sell out very, very quickly. This is the gift of life, the gift of health. It's amazing. Alexa Pure Pro at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139. Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
The poets tell how Pancho fell and left his living in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold. And so the story ends, we're told.
You know, people are telling me all the time I should take off a few months, but I may never come back.
He only did what he had to.
I was about 24, and I was already on air and busy all the time, and I used to work out like an hour and a half a day, 2 hours. And then at one point, I quit doing it, and I stopped for about 10 years. That's why I got to stay on this horse. Can't get off now, because I'd never come back. All right, so if you just tuned in, our own Savannah Hernandez and Droob go down to the border. And I was griping at him, I said, because it was kind of bad camera work. Droob does great camera work, but he's got the camera hanging on the side because there are a bunch of men up there basically threatening a woman. They call themselves Cop Watch, but that's really just an Antifa group now. They're all dressed like Antifa. They all look like they haven't seen daylight in about 50 years. And they're screaming, F you, Nazi, all this stuff. And Droob had to put his camera down because he was getting ready to have to fight. And finally they left him alone. But I said, hey, I told you not to have the InfoWars flag on the microphone. They said, listen, we did that. They knew who we were. And I guess they do know who Savannah is. And she said, Savannah's a brave lady. She's in the control room running things right now, one of the producers. And she said, no, I mean, I'm proud of who I am, so I'm going to say my last name. A lot of folks on TV and radio have a fake name just because you can protect your identity with that. Like, some of the other folks, like Leanne McAdoo, is not Leanne's name. Her first name is Leanne. But you know, and she got harassed quite a bit. They didn't run her off. She had to take care of some sick family. She's getting ready to come back and work with us soon. But and I don't blame her. You know, if I knew all this now before, I might have used another name just to throw people off, you know, so they don't really know what your real name is, you know. But it's really Alex Jones. But here's just a nice woman doing a fair report down the border. And here come these thugs, and they know who she is, and they recognize Droob, and they get on him. When I was talking to him, you only see a few of them because Droob was getting ready to defend Savannah, and she was getting ready to defend herself. But there's about 10 guys got around them. You see 4 or 5, but they got around them and were really thugging out like they were going to. I mean, don't they get how disgraceful it is to encircle a man and a woman who are journalists and get in their face and start threatening people? And calling them racist, the Mexicans have, it's estimated 5,000 have now arrived in Tijuana, mainly men. And you look, these are thugs that were paid to come up here. Many of them have been deported before. And so people know what's going on. And, but here are these guys, they have this magic word, you're a racist, you're a racist, you're a racist. And they go, oh, a black guy came over here and hollered Hitler. Well, you don't have proof of that, but the whole point is they're so sick of you calling everyone a racist, it becomes a joke. I have a stack of news articles here. I never got to. So a document cam shot that I'm going to play this. Because one thing they put in the Wired Magazine article, which is important because these are the type of operatives that are running the shutdown of free speech in the whole stay-behind group Obama set up. And they say in there over and over and over again that Jones claims Jews stage attacks on themselves and that Jews are, the Nazis are really Jews. I never said that, you lying weasel. I said in almost every case at the Air Force Academy or the university or wherever somebody burns a cross in somebody's yard, it's almost always either the husband of the black lady that's mad at her because he's thrown out of the house, and he does it as a publicity stunt. I mean, you know, the KKK are a bunch of idiots, but you go around trying to burn crosses in people's yard, get your ass blown off. I mean, this isn't like the 1930s or something, or not even 1960s in Alabama or Mississippi. And so I read the news every day. There are very few cases that I can remember where there were some real racist white people out killing black people or doing something. Now, there was the case in East Texas where the guy had been one of the leaders in the black gang, and they were the leaders in their white gang, and they got him and drug him to death till his head came off, and it was terrible. But they'd all been in rival race-based gangs, They're driving down the road one day, and they go, look, there's the leader of one of the black gangs. Let's kill his ass. It's terrible. It's wrong. But what I'm getting at is, can you remember a swastika getting painted on a dorm? Or a black woman claiming five white guys raped her? The lacrosse team, where it was real? And the answer is you can't. There's also cases where white women claim black men all rape them and do this, and it turns out that's fake too. There's a lot of fakeness going on, is the point. But not with the Islamists raping people. That's really going on, and that's being covered up. So let's go over this. Rap sheet, 639 acts of media-approved violence and harassment against Trump supporters. That's nothing. They don't even list half the ones we know of. Meanwhile, what the Air Force Academy hate crime hoax teaches us about mainstream media and race. Year in review, 17 campus hate crimes that turned out to be hoaxes. Fake hate crimes, a database of hate crime fake hoaxes in the U.S., fakehatecrimes.org. We should get the director of that on. Fabricating hate crimes is a byproduct of victimhood ideology on college campuses. Ohio University student Senate member who claimed to have received a death threat arrested for making false claims. False alarms. Racist note, this is yesterday, on Kansas student door was written by himself. Beware N-words live here. Did it to themselves. I'm going to stop reading all these. We'll run out of time. But I said the left is staging attacks. The Jewish leftists that turned over the gravestones and attacked synagogues. Trump already had been told by the state police in New Jersey that it was the leftists doing it. Trump said, I think that's probably fake. They said, oh, my God, you're saying no one attacks Jews. He had to do a special State of the Union to say he didn't hate Jews. Turned out the day after he was right, the Jewish guy pled guilty to attacking himself. It's not blaming Jews. It's blaming criminals that do self-inflicted wounds. Here's the video of Savannah and Drew down on the border with this scum in their face.
So why?
What's your name?
My name's Savannah Hernandez. It's nice to meet you guys.
It's not nice to meet you.
Why not? What have I done that has offended you today?
You're part of a piece of organization.
Yo, why are you cussing at a woman like that?
I'll cuss at whoever I want to, bro. InfoWars and you too.
Why? I'm just asking. What have I done personally to you that has...
InfoWars, Alex
Jones. Well, what have I done? I'm trying to show that everyone here what Trump is doing with the border to secure it, I guess, here. He's got the barbed wire going up.
InfoWars. How about that? InfoWars.
Okay, thank you.
Get out of here. Nobody wants you in here.
I mean, I'm out here talking. Like, you guys are the ones swarming me. So, what racist agenda? Look at my skin tone. Do you think that I'm
racist?
Dude, we just had a black guy over here come over and tell us he's hunting people and gave us a Nazi salute. You think color matters? You think your people
aren't sellouts too?
Check it out.
You guys are all... I'm standing here and I am trying to show everyone what's going on out here. You know what? This is an important issue to me as a...
Alex Jones.
Y'all
are part of a racist organization, man. A racist organization that furthers the white nationalism.
Awful. Racism is awful.
Shut the f*** up, man. I don't want to hear this InfoWars. Both of y'all. Y'all both are a piece of s***. I'll cuss at whoever I want, homie. Freedom of speech. F*** your camera. F*** Alex Jones. It's all good, bro.
He's trying to block their freedom of speech, saying it's freedom of speech.
You need to expect it, man. Alex Jones gets his own...
This is Marxist ideology.
And Alex Jones, protege, you're going to get it too, man.
Not very big vocabulary. Say another word, F
you. You know what? I have to tell you something.
Hey, you know what? This is American. I'm allowed to have my own...
Please exercise your First Amendment right.
I have a lot of trouble not clocking those dudes, man.
I'm sorry. Who did? Oh, this guy. My bad.
I don't give a... Alex Jones, InfoWars, and you too. I don't give a...
All right, thank you. I'm glad that this is the America that...
You know, it's good to know these guys have never used meth.
This is stolen land. This is Turtle Island. Shut the fuck up with that.
So get out of here, but everybody's allowed in. And it goes on and on. The video's on InfoWars.com. My goodness. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage. And that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500. would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Saying that arson was used to burn down millions of acres in California in the last month. But the regulations that were put in place the last 30 years by the BLM and state authorities, not just federal, of not letting there be controlled burns or fire breaks put in, directly caused the fires to be able to travel unimpeded. And thousands of years of fire management and land management were thrown out the window. And that's why now We've got all of the big firefighter associations and the big land management associations and others coming out saying President Trump was right. We don't build fire breaks in most areas of the country. The military builds them around bases. Corporations do it. And by zoning under regulations that George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to in 92, the UN tells us where we can and can't have fire breaks or land management. Under rewilding regulations, much of the nation, in fact, about half the West, you can't trim out underbrush. A tree falls over, you can't cut it up and use it or sell it. And that creates all that fuel for lightning strikes to really get giant infernos going that are able to cause the incredible devastation. So here's some of these articles right here I'm going to show TV viewers. Loggers support Trump's claim that wildfires are caused by poor forest management. Remember, the media claimed a week and a half ago, oh, the firefighters are mad, but they didn't quote any firefighters. Even the Audubon Society comes out and says, no, it's time for fire breaks. We were wrong. Secretary Zinke backed Trump's claims that years of mismanagement led to out-of-control record fires. That's what's going on. And then we've got all the history of it and what fire breaks do and why they're needed and the fact that they're trying to block us even having fire breaks. There's San Francisco Chronicle calling for fire breaks. That was in July of this year. Here's Audubon saying it's now time for fire breaks. Here's stuff from 100 years ago. Posters telling farmers to build. You ever notice around fields or old houses, there's like a 2 foot wide, 3 foot wide, 2 foot tall hump of rocks or dirt. And you're like, what does that keep out? What does that do? Well, if there's a flood, most floods are only a foot or two high, it doesn't flood your house. And fire doesn't jump it on average. There are water breaks and there are fire breaks before we had insurance. You can look up fire breaks for yourself. And the fact that Trump brings this up and they act like he's a liar is incredible. So going to the next level, our own Greg Reese did a breakdown. There's a lot of people online notice whole houses are burned, but trees aren't burned. And then cars are burned with grass they're parked next to not burned, but they're melted down. I don't know what's going on. No one can break down what this mystery is. The internet's on fire with it. But regardless, not building fire breaks, not allowing controlled burns for at least 30 years since the time of George Herbert Walker Bush has allowed this to happen, and all the experts agree. So bottom line, policy allowed this to get out of control. So this is a form of deindustrialization, just like getting rid of the dams or not building new ones. This is a form of feudalism, a form of siege. Was it energy beams from, you know, Krypton? I'm not ready to say that. I'm being sarcastic. But something's going on. It should be investigated. It's always good to ask questions. Here's the report.
2017, the Tubbs Fire began in Northern California. And by the time the sun came up, over 1,000 homes were destroyed. Videos and photographs show how this so-called forest fire seemed to spare the wild and somehow jump from house to house. CNN reported that the so-called forest fire jumped to the freeway. Hundreds of photographs show cars with melted trails of aluminum alloys from what must have been an unprecedented amount of power. The average forest fire burns at 1100 degrees Fahrenheit. Aluminum alloys will melt at temperatures between 1200 and 2000 degrees. But many of these cars were nowhere near a forest fire. Some cars were flipped over. The heat must have been intense. Not only was it able to melt aluminum alloy, but consistently, every home that caught fire was leveled to white powdery ash in less than 12 hours. By October 31st, the Tubbs fire had destroyed 5,643 buildings. PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric. PG&E was found responsible for 16 of the fires, over $10 billion in damages. All of this while producing $1 billion a year in profits for the Rothschild Investment Group. PG&E warned the public that the fires will not just continue, but will grow larger every season. They warned their investors that future liability will force PG&E into bankruptcy. In June, utility officials told state lawmakers that they needed protection to survive the coming fire season. And on August 31st, California state legislature passed a utility bailout bill to protect PG&E, its shareholders, and Rothschild Investment. At sunrise on Thursday, November 8th, the Camp Fire wildfire began in California. It has all the same anomalies as the Tubbs Fire and is already twice as devastating. Many people are asking the same question. Is this an attack? In 2003, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld and General Richard Myers admit to the development of directed energy weapons and microwave technology. In 2017, Lockheed Martin shoots drones out of the sky with an invisible laser beam that burns them from the inside out. The technology exists. The evidence is there. But the motive? Perhaps it could be found in the United Nations Agenda 21, wherein certain areas of the country are proposed to be off limits to human use. It just so happens that these strange California fires seem to all be within the proposed no human use areas. New regulations and insurance policies are preventing homeowners from rebuilding. And meanwhile, they claim it is the new normal and are now claiming it is a phenomenon of global warming. One thing is for certain, the governor of California has already assured that the people will pay for all of the damages. This is Greg Reese reporting for InfoWars.com.
The video is posted to InfoWars.com right now. If you're a radio listener, you want to see this, please spread this to everybody you know. Must watch the California wildfires on Agenda 21. And regardless, Agenda 21 is the global treaty and policy to not create fire breaks or control burns that let these fires do this. But then I was looking at this last week when Reese was working on this. He's a smart guy, former Marine, patriot, journalist. You know, he does engineering stuff. And I said, you know what's weird? That car's right by grass. It's dry. It's not even burned. And these houses, and it is weird. But regardless, they set the policy they knew would allow this to happen in the last 30 years, not allowing the fire breaks. So regardless, policy by Agenda 21 and the UN Treaty on Biological Diversity caused this. But now the Audubon Society's own members are like, cut the fire breaks. That'll save the kangaroo rat and everything else. It's not about the kangaroo rat. It's about taking property. It's like in Northern California and Southern Oregon with what they've done with Klamath Falls and all that. Huge high mountain lakes with dams saying you can't have the water for farmers because of an endangered fish that's not endangered and isn't even indigenous. It's invasive. But that's all the joke. Hey, let's use an invasive species, and because humans are invasive, the globalists say. They act like they're aliens down this hill. Let's not let them have their damn water that farmers paid for in the last 80 years. Farmers would pay to have those state dams built. But then farmers, 80 years later, they don't know what granddaddy did. They just hear, you don't get the water anymore, sonny boy. They're like, but the lake's full of water. Sorry, we're going to shut it all down. We're going to not let you use the water. And when we're going to run you off your property, but then we're going to turn the water right back on later and have your farming and have your houses and have it all for pennies on the dollar. That's how globalism works. And that's why they want to bankrupt InfoWars. So that we don't have a voice to fund ourselves. They want to make us all poor in the third world model. That's why it's imperative that listeners realize that buying products, InfoWarsStore.com, they're great products, but more importantly, it funds our operation. So I want to thank all of you that are supporters and encourage those that haven't on InfoWarsStore.com to take action today. We have 50% off on all the nutraceuticals, store-wide free shipping, but better even than the last sale, we have double Patriot points, not 5%, but 10% for the week of Black Friday. This is the biggest sale we've ever done. We just keep escalating it. It can never go bigger than this because a lot of these are lost leaders. InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support. Get your Christmas shopping done early. I have an opportunity for viewers and listeners that is the best in my 23 years on air. Obviously, water filtration is a great thing. It's a good thing. And I've had water filtration sponsors since the day I got on air. And over the years, I learned a lot about water filtration. I learned what the best was. Now, the Alexa Pure Pros, their biggest, nicest stainless steel unit that does the most gallons an hour. It's amazing. Cuts out all the bad stuff, leaves the good stuff in, the good minerals. Matt Redhawk and the Patriots over at My Patriot Supply that have developed these filters ordered a huge amount of them this year. He has a glut of them. He's offering a filter that's a good deal at $249. When it's discounted using $200, it's $127. He's selling them to us at cost, and we're making 20-something bucks on them. So they're going to sell out very, very quickly. This is the gift of life, the gift of health. It's amazing. Alexa Pure Pro at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Roger Stone's taking over the fourth hour in the war room's coming up here in just a moment. But I wanted to introduce a very important report by our own David Knight dealing with World War One and really how it's a precursor to the Nazi regime and then the European Union and where the next world war, many experts believe, is going to start. This is a powerful report with David Knight put together by Harrison Smith. I hope all of you watching will spread this link to everyone you know. Stay with us.
We have been in a continual state of war since we bought into the idea of a permanent standing army after World War II. We have a Saudi-led attack on Yemen, on the port, escalating. In just a 24-hour span, at least 150 people killed after weeks of deadly fighting. Tens of thousands of people have been killed in Yemen. Any reporting on that? No. They don't care about the lives of people. They don't care about the lives of these Yemenis. They don't care about the lives of their own soldiers. And they don't care about the principles that these soldiers thought they were fighting for either. The principles, just like the lives of the soldiers, are expendable in these manufactured wars for empire. Now, we've got something that is much more dangerous that is coming up right now. We're coming up to a cycle in human history, a generational turning point. And again, you should read the book Fourth Turning if you haven't. Strauss and Howe went back 500 years in American and English-British history to see this recurring cycle about every 80 years having a major restructuring of society. Frequently, these restructurings are accompanied by wars. Things like the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, World War II. Those were all fourth turnings. Now, as we talk about resurging old demons, that's what I see coming. I see history being recycled. And when you have these standing armies, when you have these politicians who have an empire mindset like Macron, who are trying to accrue and concentrate power to themselves, those are the elements that create things like World War One. Because it was the type of thing that the founders had always looked at Europe as having. These constant eternal European war. It's not a remaking of society. Because, you know, people look at that and they say, that was a just war. That was a justifiable war, whatever. They look at the Revolutionary War, the Civil War. They look at the World War II. They say, yeah, that was a time when we were really fighting for something. World War I, they weren't fighting for anything. Patriotism was summed up by Smedley Butler. He said, talking about true patriotism, he said, we fight to protect our home and our Constitution. So we fight to defend our lives, to defend our lives. Not in foreign wars of empire, not for regime change in the Middle East. We fight to defend our homes. He said everything else is a racket. It is organized crime. And he was exactly right. We fight to defend our Constitution. We're fighting to defend our values. That is what nationalism is about. Patriotism is about fighting to defend your homeland. Nationalism is about fighting to defend your political system and the values embodied in that political and legal system in our Constitution. And if we had stuck to those values, we would have never been drawn into World War I. Maybe Emmanuel Macron should read the writing of our former president, James Madison, father of the Bill of Rights. He said, throughout Europe, the armies kept under the pretext of defending have enslaved the people. And quite frankly, that is the true purpose of Macron's EU army. He's not going to be putting that up there to protect them from foreign invasions. He's inviting the foreign invaders, the fifth column, coming into the country. He's opened up the borders. He's part of the globalist open border cartel. He is not going to defend people. He's going to use the army to attack the people who object to that, who object to having their homes destroyed. Armies and debts and taxes are the known instruments for bringing the many under the domination of the few.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, and I'm proud to be sitting in for my colleague, Alex Jones. You're on The Alex Jones Show. I'm looking forward to a peaceful and restful and prosperous Thanksgiving, and I know you are, too. But until we get there, there's a lot in the news we've got to review. I think among the president's greatest accomplishments to date are his shepherding of a prison sentencing reform bill through the Congress. That has now gone through the House, where it passed, and now heads to the Senate. This is the single most important piece of social justice legislation that I have seen in my lifetime. And as President Trump pointed out only days ago, it reverses a number of the policies of Bill and Hillary Clinton, policies under which people who were convicted of first-time nonviolent crimes, such as marijuana possession, were sentenced to long, mandatory sentences in prison. This not only caused the breakup of families, the destruction of lives, but also an enormous cost to the taxpayers in the costs of incarceration. Nobody was being rehabilitated. Nobody was being helped. But it was politically motivated in 1994 when President Bill Clinton felt it was important for him to look tough on crime to get reelected. In truth, the president was courageous in pushing this legislation because there were and are conservatives in his own party who oppose it. So, bravo for President Trump. But look at some of the Democrats in the House who voted against this landmark legislation. Congresswoman Maxine Waters, Congressman John Lewis of Georgia, Congressman Al Green. This is extraordinary, where African American members of Congress would actually vote against a piece of badly needed legislation to redress historic wrongs just because Donald Trump sponsored it. That, I think, tells you the moral bankruptcy and the hypocrisy of those who voted no. It's really extraordinary. I'd go so far as to say disgraceful. This will go down as one of the president's signature accomplishments. And yes, even though I've talked to him about this need for many years, I have to give some credit to Kim Kardashian, who I think brought his attention to this important piece of reform legislation. So bravo to the president for his brave and courageous stand in standing up to those, yes, some in our own party who opposed this legislation. Interestingly enough, a new news story in The Guardian says that the FBI now classifies the Proud Boys as an extremist terrorist organization. Well, what do they think Antifa is? A bunch of peace-loving pacifists? This is extraordinary because I know a number of individual Proud Boys, and I have yet to meet one who is a white supremacist or a bigot or advocates violence. They do advocate self-defense. They do advocate physical fitness. They do advocate clean living. They do advocate love of country. They do advocate patriotism. But anyone who's met Gavin McGinnis knows that he is not a bigot, not a white supremacist, and most certainly not a terrorist. I guess this is what to be expected when you appoint a man like Chris Wray as the head of the FBI. Chris Wray is a deep stater from the word go. And if you look at him, he looks like he'd be more comfortable as a croupier behind one of the tables in Atlantic City or Las Vegas. His response to the exposure of the excesses during the FBI's Obama period was sensitivity training. This is truly among the president's worst appointments, Christopher Wray. And sadly, he has been part and parcel of the efforts to hide from the American people the truth regarding the surveillance of the Obama administration on President Donald Trump's campaign for president. To date, we still do not have the unredacted FISA warrants that would tell the true story of how the Obama administration abused power and utilized both the authority and the extraordinary capability of the state to spy on the Republican candidate for president. Wait a minute. Isn't that what they removed Richard Nixon for? Spying on his opponent? Why are there two standards of justice? Well, it's a question we're going to dig into here on the Alex Jones Show as we go forward. But in the meantime, I want to take this opportunity to remind you that if you enjoy the great programming that we have here at InfoWars, if you like David Knight with the news in the morning, if you like the iconic Alex Jones Show, and if you're enjoying what Owen Schroyer and I are doing on the War Room, well, then you need to go to the InfoWars.com store to look at our terrific specials. You see, unlike other conservative media outlets and other mainstream media outlets, we don't have giant multinational sponsors who pay our way. We are completely and totally listener and viewer supported. That's right. Without you, there would be no InfoWars. And Alex Jones and his team of scientists and specialists come up with some of the finest cutting-edge nutraceuticals available in America today. And there are some incredible sales going on. Our Black Friday sale is something to behold. Now, I've long said that I have a number of personal favorites here, and I'm going to point them out to you. Brain Force Plus. This is a great product because it gives you mental clarity and mental energy and mental sorting at that time of day. Around, for me, it's around 4 o'clock in the afternoon when I get that energy dip. I really feel more like taking a nap than continuing to do more work. And I find Brain Force Plus to be deeply mentally energizing. Yet later in the evening, when I are ready to go to bed around 11:30, I don't have that jacked up feeling that you get from the energy drinks that you can buy at CVS or Whole Foods or pretty much anywhere else. So I find that this gives you smooth, even mental energy without jacking you up the way some of the ephedra-laced drinks do. And now you can get it at the InfoWars.com store at a special price. With over 6,000 satisfied customers, Brain Force Plus is among our very best products and one that I can recommend personally. So go to the InfoWars.com store now. Take advantage of our terrific specials. And while you're there, get a T-shirt. Get a book. Get some of our other great nutraceuticals. The new X3, the best natural iodine supplement you can find. Or Silver Bullet, the best colloidal silver supplement available in the United States. But do so solid and confident in the knowledge that when you buy at the InfoWars.com store, you're not only getting a great product, but you're helping finance the fight for freedom. You're helping finance the fight for an uncensored and free internet. It's vitally important that you do your Christmas shopping at the InfoWars.com store. You'll be helping yourself, you'll be helping InfoWars, and you'll be helping your country. I'm Roger Stone. This is the Alex Jones Show, and I'll be right back.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
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 And now, Roger Stone.
Welcome back. No, I'm not Alex Jones. I'm Roger Stone, and you're on The Alex Jones Show. An extraordinary story on page one of the New York Times yesterday that says that Democrats are upset about the explosion of right-wing rhetoric on Facebook. Are these people on drugs? We have seen over the last year the wholesale censorship of conservative voices, starting with InfoWars.com, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Google, on Apple, on YouTube. And now we learn that Facebook executives have given Chuck Schumer, a man who says he's opposed to corporate welfare, $50,000 in campaign contributions in this cycle alone. But oh no, that's not enough. Chuck Schumer's no doubt highly talented daughter is paid $160,000 a year on the Facebook payroll to do God knows what. The single most important fight that we face really has to do with censorship of the most modern technique of communications, the internet. There's no question in my mind that Republicans would have held the House of Representatives if we had had free, unfettered, and balanced access to the internet. But that was not to be. And although the president has talked in tweets and in interviews about doing something regarding the racketeering and antitrust activities that are being used to kneecap InfoWars and dozens of other conservative media outlets, sites, and bloggers, well, so far we have talk but no action. That's why if you're angry about the recent elections, if you're upset about the fact that we lost the House, if you think we got cheated, you can do something about it right now. You can go to writetrump.com. That's right, writetrump.com. That's W-R-I-T-E, trump.com. We're going to put that graphic up for you here in a second. This is a very important project that we're spearheading right here at InfoWars. Our goal is to deliver 1 million letters to the president urging him to direct his Justice Department to bring immediate antitrust action against the internet giants. We as conservatives, generally speaking, are against regulation, but in this case, we have no choice. Because we have seen conservatives decapitated across the board on Facebook. Literally, millions of people deplatformed. Thousands and thousands of pages disappearing overnight. My own friend Jacob Engels finds that overnight, he's no longer on Facebook. Why? Because he's a conservative. Because he is a Trump supporter. And nobody has borne the brunt of this more than InfoWars.com. Why is that? It's because Alex Jones is a man of enormous courage. It's because Alex Jones is a man of enormous energy. It's because Alex Jones has the fortitude to say what others will not say. And the saddest thing is that other conservatives have stood by and said and done nothing while InfoWars has been censored. There's a few standouts. Matt Drudge, Tucker Carlson. These are men of enormous courage who haven't been afraid to jump in this fight and point out that if it's Alex Jones today, well, who will it be tomorrow? Maybe even little Ben Shapiro. Oh, Ben thought it was perfectly all right when InfoWars was being censored, but now that he's being censored, why? He screams like a little bitch. So, Ben, get on board. Fight internet censorship. Let me explain the importance of going to writetrump.com. When you get there, you can sign a letter to the president. You can put your own handwritten PS into that letter, and then Alex Jones has agreed to personally pay for the postage to deliver 1 million letters to the president urging him to take immediate action. This is a true grassroots effort to express to the president the importance of this struggle. Because without a free, vibrant, and robust internet, there will be no Trump reform agenda, there will be no Trump reelection, there will be no Donald Trump legacy. You see, they realize that in 2016, they lost control of the political narrative in this country. ABC, NBC, and CBS no longer calling the shots. And now they seek to put the toothpaste back in the tube. Please take action and do it today. And spread the word among your friends and fellow info warriors. Go to writetrump.com now. And if you scroll down, you will see the letter that we hope to deliver to the president. Now, you can print the letter out yourself and mail it on your own if you wish, but we're going to mail a copy ourselves. And as I say, Alex Jones has agreed to pay for the postage. The postage for $1 million ain't chump change. That's how strongly we feel about this vital program. So instead of complaining, instead of pissing and moaning about the results of the election, instead of complaining to your friends about how we should have done better, take immediate action. If you don't want to see a repeat of 2018 in 2020, then we must have free and open access to the internet, and we must stop those who are using monopolistic, antitrust-oriented, racketeering practices colluding together to strangle our First Amendment rights. If you love what Alex Jones does here on InfoWars and you want it to continue, if you want to continue to get the truth, this is what you won't get from MSNBC and CNN and CBS, well then go to writetrump.com now and urge the president to take action. I must tell you, I worked with Michael Zimmerman and Alex Jones and others on this vital program, and I know the president reads his mail. So please go to writetrump.com now and send this emergency letter to the White House. Help us in the struggle for a free and open internet. I'm Roger Stone. You're on the Alex Jones Show. We've got more great stuff coming up for you. But before we leave, one more time, go to writetrump.com. The time for action is now.
My neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill. So what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the info war to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're fighting the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down.
And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. News, analysis, reports. It's The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, and you're on The Alex Jones Show. You know, it's an extraordinary experience to wake up in the morning and see at least five fake news stories that say that you are on the cusp of being indicted by Special Counsel Robert Mueller on the basis of Russian collusion or collaboration with WikiLeaks. Last week, I think I blew wide open the falsity of those who said that I had corresponded directly with WikiLeaks or Julian Assange, and I proved by releasing a series of text messages that after Julian Assange said on CNN in June of 2016 that he had a substantial amount of material on Hillary Clinton and he would release it, I was tipped by Randy Credico, a New York City-based talk show host on WBAI, who told me that the WikiLeaks disclosures were both significant and that they would roil the race. Mr. Credico has denied that repeatedly on MSNBC, and I get the impression he's also denied it before the Mueller grand jury and in interviews with the FBI. The problem is, I released this week a series of text messages that prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that Randy Credico was my source for the significance of those emails, and that his long-held defense that he couldn't have told me in June of 2016 that the WikiLeaks disclosures were significant because he did not meet Julian Assange until late August is irrelevant. Because in these text messages, he reveals that his source was not Assange or anyone else at WikiLeaks, but a woman attorney that he describes as his best and closest friend. Busted. Perhaps that's why the special counsel now wishes to re-interview Mr. Credico. The notion that I have somehow intimidated him because I urged David Lugo, a filmmaker who's appeared here on InfoWars, to either make a video or write an op-ed piece truthfully stating that Credico confirmed to him that he was my source regarding the significance of the WikiLeaks disclosures, and that he was my source who told me they would come in October, is laughable. How do you intimidate somebody through the exercise of your First Amendment rights and in telling the truth, the provable truth? Also, the question became, on October 2nd, when Assange held a press event but didn't release any information that particular day, he did, in fact, announce a very specific schedule for future releases, saying that there would be a release of material every week through the election, and that all U.S. election-related material would be released before Election Day. The Washington Post reported that, and if I may quote, Assange made some vague pledge for future disclosures. No, Roz, that's not what he said. Correction demanded. Typical of the fake news of the Washington Post. So this whole idea that Randy Credico was not my source has been disproved. That Randy Credico couldn't have been my source because he didn't meet Assange till August is proven irrelevant. And the fact that he tells me in the text messages that Assange has concerns about his own security and that that was the reason for the delay between October 2nd and October 7th for the release of the bombshell material. It's all there for you to read. Then there's the other falsehood that somehow I, along with my colleague Jerry Corsi, knew about the NBC Billy Bush grab them by the genitals tape and somehow communicated to WikiLeaks so that they would release their material to change the public narrative. That is a fairy tale for which there is no evidence whatsoever. In fact, if on October 2nd, actually the 3rd in U.S. time, Assange had already announced his schedule for future releases. I knew nothing about the NBC disclosures. I was as shocked about them as everyone else. And yes, I feared that they would damage Donald Trump's candidacy, which, strangely enough, they did not. But the idea that I somehow reached out to WikiLeaks and coordinated their disclosure in order to change the public narrative, well, that's just delusional. There's no proof about that whatsoever. Now, some may say, well, you spoke to Jerry Corsi on the 7th and the 8th of October. Yes, true, but not about that. I also spoke to him before that and after that many times. This proves absolutely nothing. What we have here is a mainstream media feeding frenzy. So, for example, Vanity Fair a week ago said, Paul Manafort is dishing on Roger Stone. But then ABC reported later in the week that Paul Manafort doesn't seem to have anything to give the special prosecutor regarding Roger Stone. So, proof again that Vanity Fair is among the very worst fake news violators. You have to take what you see in the mainstream media with an enormous grain of salt. What you see is based on speculation, conjecture, and in many cases, wishful thinking. Yes, I am the conservatives that liberals love to hate. Maybe this is payback for 40 years of defeating Democrats. Or maybe I've been targeted because I wrote the Clinton's War on Women and because I co-produced the film Banished, the Danny Williams story, the true story of Bill Clinton's abandoned African-American son banished by Hillary. So I believe that I've been targeted for destruction, not because I have broken the law, not because I've done anything wrong, but because I stood tall for Donald Trump and I helped defeat Hillary Clinton. Now I need your help. Please go to StoneDefenseFund.com. My legal expenses in fighting the deep state could top $2 million. That's right, $2 million. This threatens to destroy me and my family personally, and therefore I need your help, not only to fend off the witch hunt investigations by the Senate Judiciary and Intelligence Committee, but the onslaught of Robert Mueller's investigation, which seeks to destroy my Fourth Amendment rights and is being led by a woman attorney who was Hillary Clinton's legal representative at the Clinton Foundation in the illegal email server and missing email case. So the same Democrats who say that Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker should recuse himself based on his previous political activities now say it's perfectly all right for Hillary Clinton's personal legal attack dog to lead the charge against Roger Stone. Hypocrisy, thy name is a Democrat. I'm Roger Stone. You're on the InfoWars Network, specifically on the Alex Jones Show. Please take a quick minute to go to the InfoWars.com store now, because without your loyal support there, we cannot continue these broadcasts. Our Black Friday specials are really something to behold. Remember, we have no giant corporate sponsors. We depend only on you. So whether it is one of our great nutraceuticals, one of our t-shirts, one of our books, check out these specials now, but do your Christmas shopping at the InfoWars.com store. I'm Roger Stone, and I'll be right back.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com. With InfoWars Select, it's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
I have an opportunity for viewers and listeners that is the best in my 23 years on air. Obviously, water filtration is a great thing. It's a good thing. And I've had water filtration sponsors since the day I got on air. And over the years, I learned a lot about water filtration. I learned what the best was. Now, the Alexa Pure Pro's their biggest, nicest stainless steel unit that does the most gallons an hour. It's amazing. Cuts out all the bad stuff, leaves the good stuff in, the good minerals. Matt Redhawk and the Patriots over at My Patriot Supply that have developed these filters ordered a huge amount of them this year. He has a glut of them. He's offering a filter that's a good deal at $249. When it's discounted, usually $200, it's $127. He's selling them to us at cost, and we're making 20-something bucks on them. So they're going to sell out very, very quickly. This is the gift of life, the gift of health. It's amazing. Alexa Pure Pro at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom.
Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that, because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities, because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never miss your show any day. Never.
At InfoWars.com/show.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, and you're on The Alex Jones Show. Well, the Florida recount is over, and the results are pretty satisfying. Former Congressman Ron DeSantis, a supporter of Donald Trump and a strong critic of the Russian collusion investigation in the U.S. Congress, was elected governor of Florida by about 33,000 votes. Former current governor Rick Scott, who ran for the U.S. Senate, was elected to the U.S. Senate by a margin of about 12,000 votes. And then, sadly, Second Amendment advocate Matt Caldwell, a member of the state House, who ran for the position of Commissioner of Agriculture, seems to have lost his bid to medicinal marijuana advocate Nikki Fried by around 6,000 votes. Two major victories for the Republicans, one major victory for the Democrats. Now, it's extraordinary that once again the election results came down to Broward County, which just happens to be my home county. There's big news in Broward County over the last 2 weeks. First, of course, is the ineptitude, the incompetence, and the corruption of the recount under Brenda Snipes, the elected supervisor of the Board of Elections. If I were a betting man, which of course I'm not, I would guess that Governor Ron DeSantis will exercise his authority to terminate Ms. Snipes and appoint a successor, which he has the authority to do. It's not as if we had no advance notice of the rank corruption and voter fraud that has manifested itself inside the Broward County Board of Elections. 2 years ago, in the Democratic primary for Congress, progressive Tim Canova, who was a Bernie Sanders supporter and was challenging the ever-lovely Deborah Wasserman Schultz, was cheated when his name did not appear on almost a third of the ballots within the congressional district in which he was running. In some districts, more Democrats voted in the primary than are registered to vote in the district. And the Broward County Board of Elections steadfastly refused to give him the breakdown of early votes, the breakdown of absentee ballots, and the breakdown of Election Day voting. He went to court, and the courts ruled that Brenda Snipes had violated both state and federal law. In fact, the court ordered a recount, only to find out that while the case was pending in the courts, Brenda Snipes had skillfully destroyed all of the ballots, making a recount literally impossible. Now we have extraordinary additional news from Broward County, news that was first reported here on InfoWars and turns out to be correct. We found that during the Parkland shooting, the tragic Parkland shooting, that as many as 7 Broward County Sheriff's officers arrived on the scene but stood down along with Scott Peterson, the one officer who was assigned as a school monitor while active shooting was still going on. This was revealed in an extraordinary article first in the Miami Herald. Now, the Florida Department of Law Enforcement is zeroing in on Ron Gunsberger, the counsel to the Broward County Sheriff. They want to know whether Gunsberger is the man who coordinated the perjury of the BSO command staff who man-to-man-to-man went before the official inquiry and perjured themselves about whether there was any delay between BSO officers arriving at the school and entering to stop the active shooting. Now I learned that Gunsberger's domestic partner of almost 20 years has left him in anticipation of his impending arrest for directing the cover-up that caused the tragic deaths of 17 individual students. Why is it that Broward County seems to be the centerpiece of this kind of corruption? I think it's because we are essentially a one-party county. I think it is essentially because you don't have the checks and balances that exist with two-party government, where the Republicans watch the Democrats and vice versa. This county is so heavily Democratic that there is no oversight on behalf of the taxpayers. There is no balance. The one Republican member of the county commission, Chip LaMarca, quite fortunately, was successfully elected to the state house. He now is the only Republican state legislator elected from the county of Broward to go to Tallahassee. That means there will be no oversight on the county board of commissioners, no oversight on the Broward County Board of Elections. We saw this graphically when Republican observers were not allowed to watch the recount in violation of the state's sunshine law. My prediction for you is quite simple. I think Brenda Snipes will resign before the new governor, Ron DeSantis, can fire her. And I would predict to you today that the governor will also terminate Broward County Sheriff, Scott Israel, who has profoundly disappointed me by his prevarications, because he assured me that there was no delay between the time that BSO officers showed up at the Parkland High School and the time they entered. They were standing by while active shooting was still going on. I do want to remind you, we have the War Room coming up, and we will be taking your calls. Hopefully we can put that number up on the screen for you. Owen Schroyer and I are going to be talking about internet censorship. We'll be talking about the Florida recount. And there you see the number for the War Room, 888-201-2244. Those are the numbers for the hotline on the War Room coming up in about 2 minutes. Lastly, folks, if you like the War Room, if you like the news with David Knight in the morning, if you like the iconic Alex Jones Show, then please give us your support on the Infowars.com site. If you go to the Infowars.com store, you can do all your Christmas shopping early. Look at some of these terrific specials. Brain Force Plus, now reduced to $19.95. Silver Bullet, the best colloidal silver supplement available in the country today, only $14.98. Alpha Power, this builds stamina for the athlete. Survival Shield X3, superior to X2. One of Owen Schroyer's favorites, Bodies, a turmeric formula that helps with the aches and pains from hard exercise, or for people who have jobs where you're on your feet all the time. These are terrific stocking stuffers that you can get at extraordinary prices. You'll be satisfied with the product, but you'll be even more satisfied knowing that you're helping to underwrite the fight for internet freedom. You'll be helping to underwrite our struggle against those who would snuff out our First Amendment rights. So please, do your Christmas shopping at the InfoWars store. It's what Alex Jones would call a 360-degree win. You get great, effective products, and you help fund the fight for freedom. I'm Roger Stone. Thanks for joining me here on The Alex Jones Show. I'll be right back on the War Room with my colleague Owen Schroyer, where we're going to talk about the fight over internet censorship. We're going to recap the results in Florida for you, and we're going to talk about the need for ballot security if Donald Trump is going to have any chance of getting reelected in 2020. Thank you, and God bless you.
Cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win.